latest. From ABC News, good morning. I'm Richard Davies. Flood watches and warnings are up today from South Carolina to Maine. A big storm system bringing heavy rain to much of the East Coast.
We could see some areas in excess of 10 inches of rain before this is all over with by the day on Friday.
Michael Eckert with the National Hurricane Center.
The heaviest rain is through eastern North Carolina into eastern Virginia and southeastern Pennsylvania, where we're seeing rainfall rates of anywhere from 2 to 3 inches per hour in a few spots.
That could lead to a lot of flooding. The governor of North Carolina has declared a state of emergency. Another concern, the possibility that power lines could come down. Longtime actor Tony Curtis has died. He was 85 years old, died overnight, with his wife at his bedside at their home in Nevada. Curtis starred in dozens of movies, among the best known, The Sweet Smell of Success, Some Like It Hot. He was asked in 2001 about being a movie legend.
It's too cool, man. I love it, and I accommodate it. You know, I am privileged and happy to be me.
Tony Curtis, speaking in 2001. His first movie was in 1949. Another big bank freezing foreclosure filings because of flawed paperwork. The move by J.P. Morgan Chase will affect about 56,000 mortgage filings in 23 states. Other banks could also freeze their foreclosure filings as well. In New Jersey, a Rutgers University freshman jumped to his death, and now there are two other Rutgers students who've been charged with secretly putting a camera in the young man's dorm room, streaming live on the Internet a sexual encounter with another student. Michael Henry, who's a junior at the university, says technology can be scary.
There are pictures, and, you know, people do talk about other people that don't have Twitter accounts or Facebook, so you could find yourself in pictures that you didn't even know that were on the Internet. So it is kind of scary knowing that your face could be viewed by millions of people and you don't even know about it.
The view of that student. This is ABC News.
The Home Depot has Filtreat Red Microallergen Air Filters for just $9.97. This new lower price makes your money work harder so your furnace doesn't have to. In fact, a fresh filter every 3 months helps your heating system last longer and could save you up to $100 a year on energy bills. So toss those old dust catchers. We're lowering the cost of heating your home. With Filtreat filters now $9.97. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
Time and money. Midas wants to save you both. Come in for an oil change and we'll rotate your tires and visually check your brakes. All for just $19.99. That's an oil change, tire rotation, and visual brake check for just $19.99. Surprised? Don't be. Helping you save time and money. That's the Midas touch.
Up to 5 quarts conventional oil, taxes and synthetics extra. Shop fees may apply. Most vehicles at participating Midas.
Another study on mammograms, breast x-rays for women. ABC's Sherry Preston says the findings are part of a medical debate.
Swedish researchers say women in their 40s can lower the risk of dying of breast cancer by as much as 26% if they get regular mammograms. That's a much higher number than has been seen in earlier studies, and it's sure to raise more questions among women who've lately been receiving conflicting messages. A recent U.S. science panel recommended against routine screening for women in their 40s because of the high number of false positive readings.
Women over the age of 40 are being urged to have conversations with their doctors about getting a mammogram. Arthur Penn has died. He was the director of the 1967 movie classic Bonnie and Clyde.
This year's Miss Bonnie Parker.
Glad to meet you.
I'm Clyde Barrow.
We robbed banks.
Arthur Penn was 88 years old. Alice's Restaurant, Little Big Man, and Missouri Breaks among the movies he made. I'm Richard Davies, ABC News.
It's 6:15 p.m. and you're hungry. You pick up a value meal from the local fast food joint and soon you're staring at a sad burger and stale fries in a paper bag? That's a value meal? At CeCe's, we know that calling something a value meal does not make it a value. Endless CeCe's pizza, pasta, salad, and dessert. That makes it a value. So drop the bag, raise your expectations, and go to CeCe's Endless Pizza Buffet for $5 and change. Because that, my friends, is a real value meal. Prices may vary. Beverage not included. Visit cc's.com.
I never thought it would take over my life. I never thought I'd lose all my friends. I never thought I'd steal from my mom. I never thought I'd start dealing. I never thought I'd go to jail. I never thought my kids would be taken away. When I started using meth, I never thought I'd lose it all.
Meth can take it all away, just like that. For more information, visit methresources.gov. Sponsored by ONDCP and the Partnership for a Drug-Free America.
I've met a lot of children who are going through a lot. They really don't know what the next day is going to be like, and it's tough.
This is NFL and former UT quarterback Colt McCoy talking about his support of the new Children's Hospital at Scott & White.
It reminds me of what my family went through when I was a kid. And my brother was really sick, and we spent a lot of time in hospitals. That's why I decided to support the new Children's Hospital at Scott & White. It's really important for people around here to have a place that's the best of the best. Scott & White is a nonprofit, and your donation will help fund life-saving equipment and research for new cures. Join me in supporting the new Children's Hospital at Scott & White. I hope that together we'll make a difference in thousands of children's lives.
Call 1-877-511-COLT or visit sw.org/hope today to make a donation.
Thank you.
When you wonder why we're so committed to the community, remember we're the only locally owned media in BCS, and we think it matters. WTAW, College Station, Bryan.
WTAW News Time, 6:06, 64 degrees right now at the studios, about 90 for a high today. We'll take a look at your forecast after the news. Good morning, I'm Chase Murphy. It's looking more likely that a new Scott & White hospital will go up in College Station, at least according to College Station school officials. A special Friday morning meeting of the College Station school board includes selling land.
And this land is what in the area that has been identified by the city as the medical corridor. I know you guys have heard recently about the Scott & White that's going in over there at Rock Prairie and Highway 6. And we have land that is adjacent to that property that we are going to be selling to the city of College Station.
TSISD's Chuck Glenwinkle says the city will sell the land to the Research Valley Partnership, which in turn will sell the property to Scott & White. The city is buying 30 acres from the school district for just over $4 million. Glenwinkle says the money will go toward future land purchases for the district. The Board of Trustees will spend most of the day in leadership training. Bryan police are looking to arrest who they believe was behind a drive-by shooting last weekend. An arrest warrant has been obtained for 27-year-old Rogelio Munoz of Bryan on 3 counts of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. A picture of Munoz can be seen on our website, WTAW.com. Munoz is accused of firing multiple shots into a home in the 300 block of Bluegrass Sunday night. Vacant for months and showing signs of being an abandoned property, the Plaza Hotel has not been forgotten by College Station's Director of Community and Economic Development.
We believe that the greatest potential for the Plaza Hotel is in a redevelopment scenario. And what we're talking about there is a true redevelopment, a rebirth of that entire corner.
David Gwynn agrees it's unfortunate the property is not currently being used.
No one would argue that is probably some of the best geography in Brazos County, to be quite frankly, because of its proximity to the university and the gateway along University Drive. So I think when the time is right, you will see a major redevelopment of that corner. And City of College Station stands ready to help make that happen when the time is right.
Gwynn says the 12.5 acres that make up the plaza are the results of more than 20 property transactions. Proceeding with an outside audit of BTU was one of only 3 things involving the Bryan City Council and its electric utility at this week's council meeting. WTAW's Bill Oliver has more on the others.
3 council members had a spirited discussion with BTU General Manager Dan Wilkerson. Councilman Paul Madison called for more budget control by the governing body.
What you have done is usurp this council's authority and given that authority over for someone else. I think in the future, if we're talking about these types of funding and these amounts of money, then set this up on a line item. If you want to change and that amount of money is over a certain amount, then it needs to come back to this council for approval.
Wilkerson said several times his management philosophy has not changed in his 32 years with the city.
All I can tell you is it's the way we were instructed to do it in the past. If you instruct us to do it differently, we'll do it differently.
Well, that's my
point. Feel like I'm being beat up for something I did exactly like you told me to do before.
Wilkerson and Councilman Mike Sutherland debated over budgeting fuel prices BTU pays to generate electricity. Councilman Chuck Condorla agreed with Wilkerson.
Councilman Sutherland does not speak for me. I do understand what you're saying. I see that you're making guesses based on history, based on market, based on trends, based on analysis of people that are a lot smarter than we are, and that sometimes those aren't accurate. And so that money then doesn't exist. It's unspent. And if you need more money, that you do come before this council. So for the record, He does not speak for me. I do understand, and I say keep up the good job.
And on another matter, the council followed an executive session and unanimously named Emmanuel Glockson Jr. as BTU board chairman. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And it's been a year and a half since Bryan Police and Union Pacific Railroad did an enforcement campaign, and in 3 hours, 56 motorists were ticketed for various violations, including driving around crossing arms and stopping on the tracks.
If your vehicle happens to stall out at that point in time and you can't get it pushed, well, then you're in a bad situation, not only for your vehicle or anybody, the safety of anybody in your vehicle, but if a train hits that and for whatever reason it causes a derailment, how many more people have you put in jeopardy at that point?
Bryan Police Sergeant Jeff Peters says the next railroad enforcement day could be within the next 6 months. Bryan PD has already done one enforcement emphasis on motorists who didn't stop for school buses, and Peters says another one of those will take place soon. For the 32 people caught stopping on the railroad tracks, that's a fine of $300. The fine for not stopping for a school bus is $500. WTAW News Time, 611, 63 degrees right now. Your forecast is coming up next. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses who made it possible for you to hear the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, The Sleep Station, First Victoria Bank, Thrive Home Healthcare, and Subway. You're listening to the home of Aggie Sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW, the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics.
Feeling all right, yes, I'm cruising tonight. Just left the Wolf Creek car wash, I'm ready to ride. A detailer wash and yes, an oil change too. A real friendly staff that will satisfy you. Don't need a lot of money, don't take a lot of time. Looking good when you drive.
It's 6:12. Let's check some weather brought to you this morning by the folks at Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offered a basket full of information on new businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
More sunshine, warmer temperatures for today. We're going to have 10 CP up around 90. Yesterday it was looking like we may cool a little bit and stay a little bit cooler into Saturday. Now it looks like the models are backing off from that a bit. We'll have sun, a high of 90 this afternoon. Tonight clear, we're going to be down to 65. Sunshine for Friday, highs be 85 to 90. Friday night clear, lows near 60. Saturday is going to be sunny. Temperatures on Saturday between 85 and 90 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620. WTAW.
Well, the last time the Aggies played on a Thursday night national TV football game, it did not go well. That was 3 years ago at Miami, and some people are making some comparisons between then and tonight. Gerard Johnson will talk about that. He'd rather forget 3 years ago. We'll talk about the Aggies and Oklahoma State, the game tonight at Stillwater. We got that and more coming up in sports.
Did not go well? Yeah.
Did not go well.
Yeah.
I believe the Aggies were favored against an average Miami team.
Uh-huh, uh-huh,
yeah, did not go well.
No, no. Every once in a while, the bookies miss them.
No, I remember. I was there. It wasn't well there either. So.
Yeah, didn't look any different.
Old musty cotton bowl.
Orange bowl,
excuse me.
Yeah, well, one musty bowl is pretty much like another.
Well, the cotton bowl's still there.
The only difference is the orange bowl went away. Yes,
yeah.
So, Mr. Murphy, I don't know exactly where you might have been on over the weekend, but I presume it was close to here, so you wouldn't be a suspect in this particular run-in with the law. But as soon as I saw it, I thought of you.
Uh-oh.
Huh. Police in Wichita, Kansas.
Never been there.
Ah, I've been through there.
As far as you know.
Yeah. Say whoever stole a Little Debbie delivery truck.
Former football coach.
Yeah, that's who it was.
That's it.
And he's from there, pal.
Yeah, there you go.
That's in his home state.
That's right.
Anyway.
That's insensitive.
Left a trail of empty boxes.
Oh, yeah. My heart bleeds for the multimillionaire, okay?
Yeah, left a trail of empty boxes and snack cake wrappers after abandoning the vehicle. You think they were taking fingerprints with the, you know, the Nutty Buddy? Well, I don't know what they are. What are those things called?
Oatmeal cream pies.
Yeah, no, they're horrible. That filling is terrible. What are those peanut butter things called?
Bite your tongue, my friend. And those are called Nutty Buddies.
Okay.
But, oh, my gosh. Now, I haven't had a Little Debbie snack cake in about 4 years.
Yeah.
But
Now, Nutty Buddies an ice cream cone.
I don't know. Anyway, if
dinner?
You're...
Well, no, we need to get the
far be it
this.
For me to. No, all right,
the Nutty Buddy. Is
go
a,
to the. If only there were some place we could go.
Nutty Buddy is an ice cream. Is an ice cream snack
that would give us a list of all the products that Little Debbie's might possibly make.
It's got the hard chocolate and the nuts on top of it.
Anyway, the truck was.
If I have nothing better to do.
The truck was taken around 4 o'clock Monday morning.
Nutty
Bars.
There you go.
From outside of Walmart, vehicle was driven in a shallow canal. That's so the perp could eat the Little Debbie snack cakes without having to worry about other people bothering them. Because those zebra cakes are wonderful.
Those are good, too.
Anyway, thieves apparently pulled out some of the $1,000 worth of snacks. Police are still looking for the thieves. If they catch them,
just follow the wrappers.
It'll be a short chase.
There you go.
It's gonna be a good waddle faster!
We're gonna have a great time together.
Here we go.
We got a lot of information. Perfect situation.
Yeah.
We're gonna have a good time. And whether you drove down the street just to get you to the train or plane or bus.
But see, there's nothing worse than those oatmeal things when you have nothing to drink. Because, I mean, they will suck your mouth dry.
Wrong once again, my friend. Obviously, I have no point of reference, so just move along.
Chet Edwards understands what a job means to a family. That's why Chet Edwards won the fight to bring over 200 jobs to A&M in vital research that protects our troops and strengthens our economy. And Chet's worked to build a 21st century industrial park that will create new good-paying jobs for the Brazos Valley and for critical road projects that will ease congestion, keep our kids safe, and put people to work. Bill Flores, he says he would have voted no on the new roads and the A&M jobs. That's the difference. Chet Edwards is working for us and our jobs. He knows what he's fighting for. Chet's roots here run deep. He'll never forget how A&M and Brazos County made such a difference in his life. Paid for by the Texas Democratic Party and authorized by Chet Edwards for Congress.
I'm Chet Edwards, class of 74, running for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message.
Hey, it's 617, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Boy, just going through the birthdays, we got a bundle of them
we
today.
We do.
We really do. It's September the 30th, and happy birthday to you if it's your birthday today. Actress Angie Dickinson.
Oh, my.
You know, she's been around a lot. Well, she's been around 79 years, actually, but, you know, she goes back to old John Wayne Western movies and...
Rio Bravo.
Yeah, that and more recent than that, sure. She's 79. Singer Sissy Houston, I believe that would be...
Whitney's mama
is 77 years old today. Johnny Mathis, speaking of the singing theme, is 75 years old today. I guess he had just about as pure a voice as anybody in the biz back in
his day. Well, I
tell
the story,
day,
you know,
right?
Yeah. He was here and the power went out, and he sang a cappella for about 40 minutes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You sing a cappella?
A cappella.
Yeah, there you go. Now, let's keep with the singers.
Well, actually, more than a cappella, no amplification either.
There you go.
Because there was no power.
There you go. Marilyn McCoo is 67 years old. She's a singer. Used to be with the Fifth Dimension. And then, she and her husband went off by themselves, right? Actor John Finn, he is in Cold Case, if you watch that.
Oh, yeah.
He's 58 years old. Country singer Deborah Allen turns 57. And Barry Williams of the Brady Bunch. Yeah. He had a thing for his mama, didn't he? Or something like that, yeah. Is 56 years old. Well, not.
The actress.
Yeah, the actress, yeah. Is 56 years old today. Actress Fran Drescher turns 53.
She really talks like she does. I mean, that was a really poor Fran Drescher. But
I know, but yeah. 53 years old. Country singer Marty Stewart. Lots of singers today. Is 52 years old today. From Waco, Texas, former Baylor Bear actress Crystal Bernard. You saw her in Wings. She's 49 years old. Actor Eric Stoltz turns 49 years old today. Eddie Montgomery of Montgomery Gentry. Is he the guy with the big brim hat?
Mm-hmm.
Is he? Okay. He's
John Michael's brother.
Oh, there you go.
Yes, he is.
There you go. 47 years old. Actress Jenna Elfman of Dharma and Greg. She'd have been Dharma, is 39. And Kieran Culkin, the little brother, is 28 years old today.
And I was just looking at one list, and that's all I got. There's probably more.
Deborah Carr, she's still with us?
No, she's not. Okay. She passed away about a year ago.
Yeah, she rolled in the beach the last time.
Victoria Tennant.
Wow, man.
Yeah, that was very nice. I'd rather do the King and I, but, I mean, if you want to do that, that's fine. And Victoria Tennant.
Burt Lancaster won't be doing it either.
Well, that's true. All right. Dead people in the water.
Fixed mortgage rates have dropped to 4.375%, 4.56% APR. Go to LendingTree.com today, where refinance customers save an average of $260 a month or more. Click or call 1-800-555-TREE to find out how much you can save today. That's 1-800-555-8733.
My name is Jamali Rashears. With my local United Way, I help promote academic achievement and give kids a reason to stay in school. I don't just wear the shirt, I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live United. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
If you're a small business owner like me, here's a little advice. Valpak's direct mail, online, and mobile apps gives my customers more ways to save and my business more ways to succeed. I own a med spa. Valpak makes the phone ring and keeps my appointment book full. Listen, advertising with Valpak works for my business, and it'll work for yours too. Call them today to schedule a free consultation at 800-4-VALPAK, V-A-L-P-A-K.
Welcome to the Bible Minute, brought to you by the BCS Church of Christ. In John 3, we see the growing prominence of Jesus within his day. So great had he become that many people were choosing to follow him over John the Baptist. Some of John's disciples were dismayed by this and reported to John this trend. Instead of becoming jealous of his lost limelight, John merely states his gladness. And in verse 30, he simply states, "He must increase, but I must decrease." In Matthew 11, Jesus said that there had never been born a prophet greater than John the Baptist. And yet this mighty prophet, who came in the spirit and power of Elijah, was humble enough to lead men to Jesus and then gladly to step aside. He was not as many religious leaders of our day who have their faces plastered on billboards and on book covers and television ads. He was, in his own eyes, nothing greater than a servant of God whose purpose was to magnify the Lord. May we all step down off of our self-erected pedestals and declare the Lord as John did. He must increase, but I must decrease. Thank you for listening. This has been the Bible Minute.
Your morning espresso starts right here. It's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, just when you thought it couldn't get any better from the liberal Obama mania media.
No. You know, we've really heard that for about the third time this week. So we don't want to do that. We'll be back with a new one in a minute.
O'Reilly. When it's not raining, wiper blades are the furthest thing from your mind. But when it's pouring down and you can't see because your wipers are smearing, it's hard to think of anything else. Don't risk your safety because of poor visibility. Replace your wiper blades now while you're thinking about it. You'll find the best brands, low prices, and the help you need at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store.
Improve visibility and save money at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Stop in today and save $2 per blade on Bosch Excel or Evolution wiper blades. These premium blades install in one simple step, and their quiet glide finish ensures clear vision in any weather. Bosch Excel or Evolution wiper blades save $2 each at O'Reilly Auto Parts, the official auto parts store of NASCAR. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Ahmed Denijad is stinking up a New York hotel. We'll give you the latest on that, but also the anointing.
That's that would seem to be an epic fail for us this morning, so we won't have any Sean Hannity for you this morning.
If you're a male over 30 years of age, then you need to hear this. Do you feel like you're physically over the hill? When you hit the gym, do you get fatigued quickly and find you're still gaining weight every year? Like your age is catching up with you? Complete Nutrition's got the solution. Charger. Charger is a safe and effective formula that replenishes your body's natural testosterone levels back to when you were peaking physically. The result is less fat around your core, more stamina, and an increase in your sex drive. For guys over 30, Charger can be one of the most powerful tools for enhancing and extending your overall quality of life. So if you want to naturally and effectively lean up, lose the gut, and get more stamina than you've had in years, take charge with Charger. Now open, find Complete Nutrition next to Panda Express on the corner of Texas Avenue and George Bush. Or call 703-7987.
Complete Nutrition.
Hey, good morning. It's 624. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Call them at 268-ROOF. 89 for a high temperature today. Sunny skies. Winds becoming northerly at about 5 miles an hour today. Then tonight, clear. 62 is our low. Tomorrow, it's 86. And probably highs just right around 80 for the balance of the weekend. And as we begin early next week, get a load of this. Sunday night, our low is going to be 50. So that'll be very nice. Right now we have fair skies out there and 64 degrees.
Breaking the rules is nothing new for the BMW 3 Series. That's what made it an icon and put it on the Car and Driver 10 Best list for an unprecedented 19 years in a row. So now the 3 Series is breaking rules again with an exceptional offer of no down payment required. That means no security deposit either. Just take the wheel of your 3 Series, sedan, coupe, or convertible, and make your first month's payment. Or if you'd prefer, take advantage of exceptional 0.9% financing. It's up to you. Either way, it's a rare chance to drive this ultimate driving machine. And remember, you'll be covered by BMW no-cost maintenance, saving you thousands over other brands, according to Edmunds.com. So come test drive the rule-breaking 3 Series today at a BMW center near you.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW, 3100 Briarcrest Drive at the Earl Rudder Freeway. Call 776-7600 or see them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
The folks at Whataburger realize you may not always be hungry for a big old hot juicy honest-to-goodness burger. Well, how about a big old hot juicy honest-to-goodness crispy chicken sandwich? Or a grilled chicken sandwich? Or maybe some chicken strips. They're all made with 100% chicken breast and served up hot and fresh. You still want fries with that, right?
What a burger!
Just like you like it. There happens to be something new on the menu at Whataburger called the Chocolate Brownie Pie. Now think about that name for a second and all that it communicates. Chocolate Brownie Pie. That's hot, rich, chocolatey brownie filling wrapped up in a crispy, buttery fried pie crust. We know what you're thinking. And yes, we've got plenty of ice-cold milk in the fridge. Available for a limited time.
What a burger!
Just like you like it.
Those Employee of the Month kinds of programs tend not to really motivate people much. In fact, they tend to do the opposite. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
I'm child behavioral therapist James Lehman. I know you need the Total Transformation Program to turn around your child's behavior, but for some reason you haven't tried it. Maybe you're skeptical and doubt that it will work for you and your child. Listen, I'm willing to give away 1,000 copies of the Total Transformation to the most skeptical of parents for free. All I need you to do is send me your feedback about how it works for you and your child, and the program will be free. You get the program for free, and I get the satisfaction of knowing how the Total Transformation helped your child. Anyone who says they can change your child's behavior should be willing to prove it. We're going to prove once and for all that the Total Transformation program works for every behavior problem imaginable, and it'll be free to 1,000 of my most skeptical customers.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-800-749-7870. 1-800-749-7870. That's 1-800-749-7870. 1-800-749-7870.
We may need to rethink the traditional ways we motivate and reward employees.
As an example, we talk about the importance of teamwork, and yet in these kinds of Employee of the Month programs, there's usually only one winner.
Paul Marciano, author of the book Carrots and Sticks Don't Work, says employee reward programs typically only reward those who are already doing the best work. But for those who you want to motivate to do better,
they do nothing to engage the folks that may want to put forth that extra effort. They pursue these carrots, they don't win, and they become incredibly frustrated and actually produce less for you.
So what works better to engage employees? Paul says it's all about showing them respect.
By making sure to acknowledge their contributions, not in an Employee of the Month kind of way, but simply a handshake, a thank you note, because we know that doing that kind of social praise increases the likelihood of people engaging in behavior again. Failure to do that actually makes it less likely to do it again.
And employee morale and commitment would be so much better
if organizations made one simple rule. People aren't allowed to talk about each other behind each other's backs in a negative way. Gossiping is very disrespectful, and it leads to so much damage in terms of relationships and so much lost productivity.
At SomethingYouShouldKnow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
Congressman Chet Edwards is running for re-election. The Austin newspaper investigated Edwards' attack ads and found them to be false. What do most of Chet Edwards' TV ads say about his voting record in Washington? Crickets. Absolutely nothing. Congressman Edwards' record looks a lot different since Nancy Pelosi took over. So now Edwards' commercials are silent about his vote for the $700 billion Wall Street bailout. Edwards never mentions his vote raising the national debt limit to $14 trillion. And Chet Edwards is not talking about his vote for the Pelosi budget to raise taxes $600 billion. Chet Edwards now votes for Nancy Pelosi's agenda 96.6% of the time, even when it kills jobs and harms small businesses. Our congressman has changed. It's time to change our congressman.
I'm Bill Flores. I'm running for Congress. I approve this message.
Paid for by Bill Flores for Congress.
WTAW News Time is 6:31, 63 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after this look at news. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. The news is brought to you by Mia's on Main for windows beyond measure and more. It's Mia's on Main in the Brazos Decorative Center, downtown Bryan. It's looking more likely that Scott and White will build a hospital in College Station. The College Station School Board holds a special meeting on Friday. Most of the day involves leadership training. Before that, though, comes the selling of 30 acres of land located on Rock Prairie Road east of the Earl Rudder Freeway. CSISD's Chuck Glenwinkle says it will eventually be a part of a new Scott and White Hospital.
We have land that we're going to be selling to the city of College Station, who will in turn sell it to the Research Valley Partnership, who will sell it to Scott and White. So they will have a piece of property there to help build their hospital. Our board has determined that it's in the best interest of the district to sell that property to the city to help them with the medical corridor.
According to the meeting agenda, CSISD will receive just over $4 million for the land. Glenwinkle says that money will go toward future land purchases. Bryan police have obtained an arrest warrant for the person accused in Sunday's drive-by shooting that injured two people. A picture of 27-year-old Rogelio Munoz can be seen on our website, WTAW.com. Anyone with information about Munoz is asked to call Crime Stoppers at 775-TIPS. Munoz is accused of firing multiple shots into a home in the 300 block of Bluegrass. Two people were injured. College Station's Director of Community and Economic Development, David Gwynn, is keeping an eye on any developments at the now vacant Plaza Hotel at University in Texas.
In fact, I believe over a period of many years, 20-some-odd transactions were done that put about 12 and a half acres together up there. So it's not just the Plaza Hotel. It's actually all held together by one ownership.
And for those who find it unfortunate that the plaza is closed,
what I would offer out there is that it being idle is probably much better for us than to have it in a situation that might present a less than College Station desirable image.
Gwynn says the greatest potential for the plaza is what he calls a true rebirth of that entire corner. Bryan's electric department was front and center at this week's city council meeting. WTAW's Bill Oliver has more.
BTU General Manager Dan Wilkerson was on the hot seat during the council's workshop. Councilman Mike Sutherland believes BTU should be transferring more revenue to the city's general fund.
Because you cannot have a $16 million increase and not transfer and reduce your transfer to the general fund. That's impossible. That's not logical. Okay, that's where I'm trying to get to.
Wilkerson says lower revenue than expected is because a new electric substation was not completed.
We are a year behind building Dowling Road Substation in College Station. That substation was in the budget to have been built in this fiscal year. And the transmission cost of service revenue from that substation was to go to the general fund.
Wilkerson told the council what BTU revenue qualifies for transfer to the city's general fund is less than what Sutherland believes.
Okay. Remember, the general fund transfer by bond covenants is not based on gross revenues. The maximum by charter is 7%. The calculation is made based on about 0.6 cents per kilowatt hour in residential rates and $2.15 per kW in commercial rates of the retail customers with within the city. And that's how the calculation is made with a cap of 7%.
Wilkerson says revenue BTU generates from energy sales to other providers goes to lower BTU customer bills. Following that discussion, the council met in executive session. After that, the council unanimously selected Emmanuel Glockson Jr. as BTU board chairman. And later in the meeting, the council decided to hire an outside auditor to review BTU finances and operations. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
The Bryan Police Department's Traffic Safety Unit has held two enforcement campaigns this month. Sergeant Jeff Peters says officers have been out catching drivers not stopping for school buses.
As long as the roadway's not divided between the direction you're going and the direction that the school bus is going, say you're across the street like on William Joe Bryan, and you meet one and you don't have the parks not between you, then you have to stop. That's real basic. It's something that we all probably had a question on when we got our driver's license.
Peter says a second round of school bus monitoring will be done soon. Earlier this week, Bryan PD and Union Pacific officers were in the downtown area catching motorists for stopping on or too close to railroad tracks or driving around crossing arms. 56 tickets were issued in 3 hours. The fine for stopping on railroad tracks is $300. The fine for not stopping for a school bus, that'll set you back $500. WTAW News Time is 6:36. It's 63 degrees right now. The news is brought to you by Mia's on Main. More news coming up at 7 o'clock or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Howdy, this is Jim Ross, your local State Farm agent for Mia's on Main. Our space at the Wells Fargo building is a total success because of Mia's practicality and great style. It's been a win-win situation for our employees and our clients. The creative team at Mia's is personable, fun to work with, and was realistic with my budget. From custom draperies, beddings, blinds, shades, and shutters to complete home office designs, call 823-MAIN. That's 823-6246. Mia's on Main, located in the Brazos Decorative Center in downtown Bryan.
Classic style and quality materials are standard with Marriott Homes. A Marriott home is not only attractive, but it's functional and sensible. A Marriott home retains its appeal and value for many years. Magnificent homes with superior workmanship and long-lasting durability are characteristics of a Marriott home. This is Coulter Marriott, and we feel that your home should be an expression of you. Our family has been building in Brazos Valley for over 33 years, one home at a time. Marriott Homes, a tradition of excellence, voted best in the Brazos Valley 5 years running.
6:37, checking some weather, brought to you by United Roofing.
More sunshine, warmer temperatures for today. We're going to have 10 CP up around 90. Yesterday it was looking like we may cool a little bit and stay a little bit cooler into Saturday. Now it looks like the models are backing off from that a bit. We'll have sun, a high of 90 this afternoon. Tonight clear, we're going to be down to 65. Sunshine for Friday, highs be 85 to 90. Friday night clear, lows near 60. Saturday is going to be sunny. Temperatures on Saturday between 85 and 90 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Well, if you're watching college football tonight, you're watching the Aggies and the Cowboys from Boone Pickens Stadium in Stillwater, Oklahoma. This is game night, and we will talk about that for sure. Aggie volleyball team went to Colorado last night and came home with a W. We'll talk about that. And the Astros are finishing up the season this weekend, and the Rangers getting ready for the playoffs. That and more coming up in sports.
You know what? They came home with a W.
Yeah, with a W. What Rob didn't mention is the coolness that we'll be having in the evenings, which will be it's very nice. It is.
Fonzie will be outside.
Yeah, coolness. Yeah, full of coolness. Hey. And then it looks like Sunday night, you know, our low is 50. Now, what would Stillman water be? What would their forecast be for tonight?
If you know, if there was only some sort of a method
I'll find out.
Okay, let's see what
our quick internet guy
what's the
over there.
Weather will be like in here and then there.
And then
I think Chase has a shortcut for every information there is in the world.
That's right, I do.
Yeah, it's like
I can control drone aircraft from my computer.
How awesome would that be?
That's right.
Gosh darn near perfect. Sunshine today in the water of Still, 81 for a high. Mm-hmm. Winds out of the north, though. Yeah. Gusting as high as 20.
Oh, my.
And, by the time the old sun goes down, you're going to want a jacket. Low of 49 tonight.
Oh.
I remember being in Stillwater one time, and a front came through right before kickoff. I mean, and it went from real nice to real horrible in just like a matter of seconds.
Front's not coming through. It'll be
nice.
So there we go. Well, there's no better example of election year skittishness among the Democrats than the simple vote in the House yesterday to authorize the adjournment of Congress until after the elections.
Huh.
I don't know what to do.
Yeah, exactly. Somebody's watching. Usually these votes elicit little attention, and sometimes the minority votes against it just because they can. Yesterday, this one, 39 Democrats voted against the plan to leave town until, get this, November 15th. Sure. Guys, this thing passed by one vote.
Really?
210 to 209, and the one vote came from the pollster who broke the tie.
Oh, you know, I saw that last night. She had a big old smile on her face, too.
And, well, and, you know, usually the speaker doesn't even vote at all. Uh-huh. I mean, it usually doesn't matter.
So they would have had to stay till November the 15th had it passed?
Exactly. And Chet Edwards is one of the people who, by the way, voted to stay there until November the 15th. List includes
that's one of those things they say, hey, let's it'll look good, but it'll never pass. Right?
Yeah, well, and that's the thing is it became scarily close.
Enough people think that. Yeah. Well,
had it passed, they'd go, wait, let's do a voice vote. Wait a minute, we got to do a voice vote.
We were just joking.
Yeah, exactly. So
motion to reconsider. Yeah. There,
So for most Democrats, getting out of town is the right thing right around election time. According to a legislative analyst named Nathan Gonzalez, you have dozens and dozens of Democrat members that are in very difficult elections, and so they think there's some good that they can do at home on the campaign trail and do better there than passing legislation in Washington. Herein lies the $64 question. Excuse me. For Congress, it's like $64 billion question. But can Democrats avert major losses by spending next month at home? And you know what? We will definitely know the answer in 4 weeks. Now, yesterday over on the Senate side was your classic, get out of my way, I got a cab to catch. The Senate did. They took one vote. In the meantime, though, here's John Boehner. And I want you to, let's remember this one in case the Republicans control Congress and in 2 years. But John Boehner says, it is ridiculous that Congress was leaving for elections without approving one budget bill for next year or voting on the tax cuts. The American people sent us here to do their work. He really said that. He said that on the floor of the House yesterday. We are not here to do our work to get reelected. Okay, John. Thanks, buddy. Once again, we'll check with you in a couple of years and see how you feel about that. And an article this morning in Politico, yesterday kind of wrapped up a week of the Democrats dissing this pledge to America that the Republicans have come up with. But the question then becomes, what's the Democrat agenda if they maintain their majority? Like that's going to happen. And it appears there's not really any answer. The Democrats basically in damage control right now, and it's all that they can do to even look past election data. See how many of them will still be standing when all this is said and done. So they may be throwing rocks at the Republicans, but now they have no plan for America that can engender any kind of national support for the Democrats. But again, they've got the U.S. president out there doing stuff for them. And did you guys see any of the Stephen Colbert testimony last week before the House?
I just heard bits and pieces of it. What a monumental waste of time.
Yeah, and again, you know, the chairman invited Colbert to be there so that he could shtick. Members of Congress have decided that he is off limits now. Do not go on his show is the word. And, you know, a couple of years ago, that was the place to be. Mm-hmm. But now staffers are telling their members of Congress, don't go.
Why?
Not the best thing. Well, they just don't show up well when it's all said and done because, after all, they do at the Comedy Central Network get a chance to edit it. The famous one is Better Noah District, a segment that Colbert has done from time to time. Lynn Westmoreland talked about how his boss appeared in 2006. He was a Georgia Republican who co-sponsored a bill requiring the Ten Commandments be displayed in Congress. And during the segment, it appeared that the candidate was only able to name three of the commandments. So that's not good. But again, you sit down.
Only ones he hadn't broken?
Well, terrible.
I know.
I don't know, but anyhow.
That's pretty good, actually.
Stephen Colbert is apparently not going to get the great interviews anymore. What the aides are saying is we want to concentrate on local opportunities for talking to the media rather than going on the national stage right now, I guess, if Colbert's there. I kind of like Colbert, but, you know.
I'm over him.
You sit down in front of him with a camera and a microphone, you got to know that he's going to do shtick. The political reporters getting ready for Rahm Emanuel. He will announce his plans to run for mayor of Chicago tomorrow, and he will move back to the city this weekend, according to the Chicago Sun-Times. Hmm. But they're saying don't expect any kind of a big-time formal announcement or anything that he's running. He'll run, but then today the Financial Times says good riddance to bad trash, according to some people who worked with him. Financial Times points to three problems in his tenure as the chief of staff for Barack Hussein Obama, and they are anonymously trash-talking. Quote number one, Rahm cannot keep his thoughts focused for more than 10 minutes. What's wrong with that? if he spent...
Butterfly.
Sorry, yeah. If he spent as much time planning strategies as he does trying to win the next news cycle, then things might have gone differently. Another complaint is that as chief of the as the chief White House negotiator, he consistently made concessions with Republicans just to see them go on to obstruct the White House's legislation anyway. Rahm's approach, here's the quote, Rahm's approach helped create the impression the Obama White House had no principles. It was simply transactional. And the third complaint is that Rahm managed Obama's inner circle, that'd be David Axelrod, Robert Gibbs, and Valerie Jarrett, while treating the rest of the White House with disdain. Rahm Emanuel treats somebody with disdain, do you think? I can't imagine. Hmm. Everything we hear is he seems to be such a nice guy.
Yeah, just guy you want to have a drink with.
That's it. So, have you heard the problems of...
Yeah. I'll have water, he'll have strychnine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And once again, watch for him going in the locker room, because apparently he really, really doesn't...
Pay attention to towels?
Has a real potty mouth at that time. Yeah, just comes in and... trashes you. Anyhow, I don't know if y'all heard the problem with Christine O'Donnell yet, still, and again. This lady is pretty amazing. Apparently, on her LinkedIn profile, she said that she listed Oxford University in the UK, not the one in Mississippi, you know, as one of her alma maters. She elaborates the nature of her time there by stating that she studied postmodernism in the new millennium. Well, what we find out is, in fact, it was a summer program that was put on by the Phoenix Institute, who rented space at Oxford. Okay? It's like...
Details.
Room 207 of the Oxford summer program. Just go into room 207. Here's the handout. And the folks from Phoenix Institute said, hey... All we did was rent the space. It was the curriculum. We did the curriculum. We did the grades. It wasn't Oxford. So, if you want to know the truth. And then that's not all. You know, she also was caught manipulating her education having to do with receiving that BA from Fairleigh Dickinson University last year. She claimed for a long time she had already been granted a degree. That hadn't happened. So, now we find out that there is yet more. She did not attend Claremont Graduate University, which she also listed in her LinkedIn profile. So it seems that she's not being forthcoming on her educational background.
Like, and that's never happened before.
Have you heard about the New York governor's race? Jeez. All right. The guy who's running for the Tea Party, his name is Carl Paladino. He is alleging that Andrew Cuomo was unfaithful to his ex-wife years ago, even though Paladino offered no proof to the claim. And actually, the accusations about Cuomo came just seconds after he had told Politico that his 10-year-old daughter, the product of his own affair, was off limits to the press. So Paladino said, you can't talk about my daughter from my affair, but I want to let you know that Andrew Cuomo was having an affair, too. Is that scuzzy or what? And again, like that's never happened before. So that's in New York. And Lisa Murkowski apparently within 2 points of Joe Miller if she does a write-in. That's the word from some poll.
But do you have to spell it right?
And again, yeah, I think you do. And
you get one little K wrong or something? Or
I mean, and if you
put an S instead of a Z.
Right,
or
if you spell it wrong, does it count? I mean, I think that's a very real question to ask.
She really needs to change her name to Smith before the election.
Yeah, exactly. That's it. Well, again, that's hanging chads and dropping Z's or whatever. But right now, says that she's within striking distance, so we'll see. It's 10 till.
Is your backyard ready for weekend entertaining? It's the perfect time of year for backyard cookouts, and Line Home Products is now carrying the perfect grill for you. Line Home Products is the largest licensed dealer of the Big Green Egg in town. The Big Green Egg is the world's best smoker and grill. For every occasion and for all your smoking and grilling needs, the Big Green Egg is exactly what you're looking for to get the most out of your cookouts. And you can get one at Line Home Products. Call 324-1200, that's 324-1200, and ask about the Big Green Egg or visit linehomeproducts.com.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producers Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week throughout the fall, from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producers Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
Saturday, October 2nd is great production for the Brazos Valley. Learn about the best varieties, soil types, insects and diseases, and more. It's all about grapes at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Many of our gardening tasks are rather specific to the fall. Good gardeners know ahead of time that these things need to be done. I have a few of the more pressing. I'll be back with details right after this message. In fact, it's kind of along the same vein. It's a chance for you to save 41% on my 2011 Texas gardening calendar. This is the calendar that will give you all of the details on all the things you need to be doing next year. It's my 28th annual Texas gardening calendar. It'll have more than 10,000 words when it prints because I've already finished all the text. And we are in the final stages of turning it over to the printer. When I do that, the price will go up. It will never come back to this pre-production price for the calendar. You get the calendar with all of its information and a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine, the best regional gardening magazine in America. Get all of that for just $34.95. Satisfaction is always guaranteed. Just $34.95. Call 1-800-752-GROW. You're going to love this offer, love these products. A full year of our magazine, your copy of the calendar, and all of that information of when to do things. Just $34.95, 1-800-752-4769. Responsibilities of the fall gardener begin by looking through your trees to see if any limbs are dead. If so, you remove them now while you can easily distinguish them from the living limbs that still have foliage. Look closely at your lawn. If the grass seems to have stopped growing earlier than usual this year, and especially if it's a lighter shade of green, be certain grub worms aren't involved. Pull on some of the affected areas. If the grass comes up easily, runners and all, you need to suspect and check for grub worms. If you find more than 4 per square foot, you need to treat with an appropriate insecticide followed by a thorough watering to penetrate to the grub zone. You need to do that to the entire lawn. Merit is probably going to be your insecticide of choice. There's also a very good likelihood that if you have St. Augustine, you're seeing the remnants of leftover summer damage from things like take all root rot, actually even from the spring, and also in the summer gray leaf spot and chinch bugs. There are just a lot of problems with turf grasses in Texas. In fact, you may soon encounter brown patch in your St. Augustine if the blades pull loose easily from the runners and if they're rotted at the bases, and if this damage breaks out in round circles that are about 18 or 24 inches across. That's brown patch. There are products that will control it, turf fungicides. Again, your independent retail garden center will have what you need. You want to check the roots of your flower and vegetable crops closely as you take them out for signs of nematode damage. Nematodes are microscopic worms that sting the plant's roots and cause abnormal galls to develop. If you find them, plant Elbon Rye immediately. It entraps the nematodes within its root system. And by the time you plow it under in the spring, the nematodes for the most part are dead. If you're a perennial gardener, you need to take the time to clean your beds now. Prune off all the dead and dying stems and remove spent flower and seed heads. Dig and divide crowded plants and set them into freshly prepared garden soil. Don't overcrowd them. You'll have a lot of extra plants to give to friends. Don't cram them back in. You'll be right back where you were. Keep mowing your turf grass right up to frost. There's no truth in the theory that long grass is better protected from the ravages of wintertime in Texas. In fact, if you keep your grass too tall, it really weakens it. Mow it at the recommended height all through the season. Plant lots of color. Nurseries feature cool season annuals every fall. Pansies rank at the very top of our annual popularity plant charts. But remember, don't plant pansies before the temperatures are down into the low 80s in the daytime. If you plant them too early, they stretch and get leggy. They never come back. I'm Neil Sperry. Divide plants and then multiply them. I'll have the details in our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
What up, Thursday morning, everyone. I'm Tom Turbeville. Here's the first look at your sports. It's 6:54, and it's brought to you by Atkinson Toyota, Madisonville, and Bryan, an official partner of the Big 12 Conference. Playing on national TV on a Thursday night. Last time the Aggies did that, it did not go well. It was September the 20th, 2007, at the Orange Bowl in Miami. The Aggies were favored, but lost 34-17 to an average Hurricane team that night. Some media have compared that game pressure with the one tonight in Stillwater when the Aggies take on Oklahoma State on Thursday night football. A&M quarterback Gerard Johnson, though, would rather forget about Miami.
Oh, Miami game, you know, that was rough. You know, they jumped on us pretty good, and I think that game, you know, maybe a little overmatched, you know, not only physically but mentally, but I think this year it's completely different. The fact that I think physically, you know, I think we compete with anybody in the country, and also mentally, we have a lot of confidence in ourselves. We understand that we can compete with anybody in the country. So we're going this week preparing to, you know, go out there and play well and just, you know, have a good showing on TV.
Yeah, one thing Johnson has said from the start of the season is that A&M must stay in games that are on the road. No more situations like Kansas State last year. He thinks this team does have the maturity and the know-how to overcome any early mistakes.
I don't think it's a sense of doing that much more, just understanding what you're getting yourself into. Understanding that, you know, we're preparing for us to, you know, maybe deal with that situation where we cannot communicate as well as we normally do. You know, we're preparing for the fact that, you know, someone may go down. Preparing for adversity. You know, just preparing for the fact that it's going to be a great environment. They're going to be really loud. There's going to be people saying stuff to you. Don't react. There's just so many things that you can try to explain as much as you can, but when people have done it and seen it and experienced it before, they have a different, completely different mindset when they go and see it again. You know, you learn from, you live by learning. So I think that's one thing that's going to make a difference for us when we go on the road this year, the fact that everybody's seen it and been there before, so it'll be a lot better to handle it.
Aggies in Oklahoma State tonight, 6:30 the kickoff. We'll have the game for you right here on 1620 with the pregame starting at 5:30. It is official now with both Colorado and Nebraska leaving the Big 12 after this school year. There will be a straight 9-game Big 12 football schedule for each of the 10 remaining teams next season. No North and South division and no championship game. That was officially voted in Dallas yesterday. That'll mean that in a 12-game schedule, there will be only 3 non-conference games. The Aggies are scheduled to host SMU in the 2011 season opener on September the 3rd. And, of course, they will play Arkansas in Arlington. That's a long-term contract. Some unofficial schedules have shown Sam Houston State as a third non-conference opponent. But Associate AD Alan Cannon told me this morning that no future schedule is official yet. Oklahoma football coach Bob Stoops has suspended receiver Jazz Reynolds indefinitely after the player posted a very insensitive remark on his Twitter page referring to the gunman incident at the University of Texas campus on Tuesday. Oklahoma plays Texas this Saturday at the Cotton Bowl. Houston Astros finished the series with the National League Central champion Cincinnati Reds today after winning 2-0 against the Reds lineup that was missing all of its regulars yesterday. Houston's Nelson Figueroa took advantage of that last night with nearly 7 shutout innings. The Texas Rangers have wrapped up a home series with a wild ending and a 6-5 win over Seattle. Mitch Moreland raced home from first base with the winning run for the AL West champs after a wild pitch and a throwing error on a strikeout in the ninth. Rangers slugger Josh Hamilton hopes to return to the lineup by tomorrow. The AL MVP candidate has been out since September the 4th with 2 broken ribs. He took swings in the batting cage for the 3rd straight day yesterday and says that he feels good. And the A&M volleyball team went to 3-1 for the year as they got a 3-2 five-game win over the Colorado Buffaloes last night in Boulder. They will host Kansas State at Reed Arena on Saturday. That's First Look at Sports. We'll have more coming up the next hour. I'm Tom Turbeville for Atkinson Toyota. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hello, everyone. This is Chuck Norris, and I'm very excited to let you know about a great event that my wife Jean and I are hosting in Navasota. On Saturday, October 23rd, we will bring together celebrities and friends for an evening of Western entertainment, followed by a super concert and dancing. All this will celebrate our Kickstart Kids program. We invite you to join us, and we hope to see you there.
Kick it up for kids, Saturday, October 23rd at 6:30. At the Grimes County Fairgrounds. For tickets and details, go to kickstartkids.org.
WC Tractor and New Holland are excited to announce our new dealership in Bryan to better serve the Brazos Valley. If you're in need of any parts for your old Ford tractor, a zero-turn mower, or a brand-new New Holland tractor or baler, just stop by our store. We're located on the Highway 6 feeder between Tabor Road and Woodville. If it's not on the yard, we probably have it at one of our stores in Brenham or Navasota. Find us on the web at WCTractor.com or check out all our specials or call us in Bryan at 979-778-0325. Remember, that's WCTractor.com on the web.
Hey, little warmer.
Here's the latest from ABC News. Good morning. I'm Richard Davies. A big safety recall for one of the largest names in the toy industry. Fisher-Price is recalling millions of baby products. ABC's Lisa Stark in Washington says this comes after an investigation by government regulators.
The recall includes nearly a million high chairs and 7 million tricycles. The bikes have a fake key that sticks up on the frame. Children have cut themselves on the key. Models include Hot Wheels, Barbie Free Spirit, and Boys Tough Trike. Also recalled nearly 1 million high chairs sold as Healthy Care, Easy Clean, and Close to Me. The high chairs have pegs on the back legs for tray storage. Children have fallen on those pegs. 7 needed stitches.
Some small parts could be choking hazards. The giant insurance firm AIG has reached a deal with the government today to repay billions of dollars. In New York, ABC's Aaron Katursky.
AIG President Robert Ben Moshe calls it a pivotal milestone.
Today, we have announced a clear, detailed roadmap for government exit from AIG.
Repayment comes 2 years after taxpayers gave AIG $182 billion, the biggest of the bailouts, to prevent what the Treasury Secretary has said would have been the economy's utter collapse. The deal would give the government 92% of AIG's common stock, which would then be sold off over time. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
A new study finds mammograms for women in their 40s can save many lives. This advice from ABC News health editor Dr. Richard Besser.
Every woman who's 40 needs to sit down with their doctor and have the conversation and really ask, why shouldn't I have a mammogram? That should be the question.
Women have been getting conflicting advice. As many as 14 states in the east facing a flood threat today and tomorrow. Watches and warnings are up from the Carolinas to Maine. Actor Tony Curtis has died. He was 85. Curtis became a movie star and heartthrob in the 1950s. Starred in many films. This is ABC News.
AutoZone. Everyday driving can be rough on your engine. Protect it with help from AutoZone.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Regular oil changes help your engine last longer. Now at AutoZone, get a 5-plus quart oil change jug of Valvoline conventional motor oil and an STP oil filter for just $17.99. Or upgrade to MaxLife and a Fram ToughGuard oil filter for just $2 more. Restrictions apply. See store for details. Keep your engine going strong. Get to AutoZone today.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Thank you for calling Rosetta Stone for your free language learning demo CD-ROM.
Yeah, what's the catch?
Excuse me?
Your ad says I can get a free demo of your language software. So what's the catch?
No catch. We're so sure Rosetta Stone is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language that we'll give you a free demo.
To get your free demo from Rosetta Stone, call now. 1-800-336-1989. 1-800-336-1989. 1-800-336-1989.
A new survey finds most employers do criminal background checks before or right after they hire a new worker. If you're looking for a job and have a clean criminal record, you may not have to worry. One expert says widespread reports about financial credit checks for new employees may have been exaggerated.
I do think there's a misconception out there that all employers are doing these types of background checks, especially credit checks.
Elizabeth Owens Bill of the Society for Human Resource Management. What about past activity on social networking sites?
If you look at someone's page, you might find out information about their personal characteristics, like their health, their religion, that usually employers take great pains not to uncover.
But it's not illegal for employers to take a look if they want to. The Flintstones celebrates its 50th anniversary today. The cartoon comedy about a Stone Age family is still popular now. I'm Richard Davies, ABC News.
Chet Edwards understands what a job means to a family. That's why Chet Edwards won the fight to bring over 200 jobs to A&M in vital research that protects our troops and strengthens our economy. And Chet's worked to build a 21st century industrial park that will create new good-paying jobs for the Brazos Valley and for critical road projects that will ease congestion, keep our kids safe, and put people to work. Bill Flores, he says he would have voted no on the new roads and the A&M jobs. That's the difference. Chet Edwards is working for us and our jobs. He knows what he's fighting for. Chet's roots here run deep. He'll never forget how A&M and Brazos County made such a difference in his life. Paid for by the Texas Democratic Party and authorized by Chet Edwards for Congress.
I'm Chet Edwards, class of 74, running for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message.
Can you see clearly while driving? If your vision is hindered by chips and cracks in your windshield, come see Acme Glass today at either one of our two locations. Or if time won't allow, Acme Glass can come to you with their mobile on-site installation. Acme Glass also offers state inspections and free chip repair and lifetime warranty on your windshield purchased from Acme. With over 60 years of service in the Brazos Valley, that's Acme Glass.
Conductor Marcello Busicchi leads the Brazos Valley Symphony in its 29th season. Throughout this landmark season, each concert will feature fantastic guest artists with local ties who have gone on to outstanding artistic careers. Join in the experience by purchasing season tickets at bvso.org. Single concert tickets are also available. Join the Brazos Valley Symphony for the season opener on October 3rd at 5 p.m. in Rudder Theater on the Texas A&M campus. Remember, season and single tickets are on sale at www.bvso.org.
October 11th is the annual Hope Golf Classic at Pebble Creek Country Club. Registration and the $10,000 putt for cash starts at 11:30 with lunch provided by Taco Bell. Awards and social after play. This year's tournament honors Coach Boyd Brigman of Brazos Christian School. Cost $175 per player, $700 for a team. Sponsor opportunities are still available. A great way to honor Coach Brigman, even if you don't play golf. Contact Tracy Frank, 979-695-9193, 695-9193.
WTAW News Time is 7:06, 63 degrees right now at the WTAW studios. High today, about 89. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after this look at news. It's brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. It's looking more likely that a new Scott and White Hospital will go up in College Station, at least according to College Station school officials. A special Friday morning meeting of the College Station School Board includes selling land.
And this land is what in the area that has been identified by the city as the medical corridor. I know you guys have heard recently about the Scott and White that's going in over there at Rock Prairie and Highway 6. And we have land that is adjacent to that property that we are going to be selling to the city of College Station.
CSISD's Chuck Glenwinkle says the city will sell the land to the Research Valley Partnership, which in turn will sell the property to Scott and White. The city is buying 30 acres from the school district for just over $4 million. Glenwinkle says the money will go toward future land purchases for the district. Bryan police are looking to arrest who they believe was behind a drive-by shooting last weekend. An arrest warrant has been obtained for 27-year-old Rogelio Munoz of Bryan on three counts of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. A picture of Munoz can be seen on our website, WTAW.com. Munoz is accused of firing multiple shots into a home in the 300 block of Bluegrass Sunday night. Vacant for months and showing signs of being an abandoned property, the Plaza Hotel has not been forgotten by College Station's Director of Economic and Community and Economic Development.
We believe that the greatest potential for the Plaza Hotel is in a redevelopment scenario. And what we're talking about there is a true redevelopment, a rebirth of that entire corner.
David Gwynn agrees it's unfortunate the property is not currently being used.
No one would argue that is probably some of the best geography in Brazos County, to be quite frankly, because of its proximity to the university and the gateway along University Drive. So I think when the time is right, you will see a major redevelopment of that corner, and City College Station stands ready to help make that happen when the time is right.
Gwynn says the 12.5 acres that make up the plaza are the result of more than 20 property transactions. Proceeding with an outside audit of BTU was only one of three things involving the Bryan City Council and its electric utility at this week's City Council meeting. WTAW's Bill Oliver has more on the others.
Three council members had a spirited discussion with BTU General Manager Dan Wilkerson. Councilman Paul Madison called for more budget control by the governing body.
What you have done is usurp this council's authority and given that authority over for someone else. I think in the future, if we're talking about these types of funding and these amounts of money, then set this up on a line item. If you want to change and that amount of money is over a certain amount, then it needs to come back to this council for approval.
Wilkerson said several times his management philosophy has not changed in his 32 years with the city.
All I can tell you is it's the way we were instructed to do it in the past. If you instruct us to do it differently, we'll do it differently.
Well, that's my
point. Feel like I'm being beat up for something I did exactly like you told me to do before.
Wilkerson and Councilman Mike Sutherland debated over budgeting fuel prices BTU pays to generate electricity. Councilman Chuck Condorla agreed with Wilkerson.
Councilman Sutherland does not speak for me. I do understand what you're saying. I see that you're making guesses based on history, based on market, based on trends, based on analysis of people that are a lot smarter than we are, and that sometimes those aren't accurate. And so that money then doesn't exist. It's unspent. And if you need more money, that you do come before this council. So for the record, he does not speak for me. I do understand, and I say keep up the good job.
And on another matter, the council followed an executive session and unanimously named Emmanuel Glockson Jr. as BTU board chairman. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And it's been a year and a half since Bryan Police and the Union Pacific Railroad did an enforcement campaign, and in 3 hours, 56 motorists were ticketed for various violations, including driving around crossing arms and stopping on the tracks.
If your vehicle happens to stall out at that point in time and you can't get it pushed, well, then you're in a bad situation, not only for your vehicle or anybody, the safety of anybody in your vehicle, but if a train hits that and for whatever reason it causes a derailment, how many more people have you put in jeopardy at that point?
Bryan Police Sergeant Jeff Peters says the next railroad enforcement day could be within the next 6 months. Bryan PD has already done one enforcement emphasis on motorists who didn't stop for school buses, and Peters says another of those will take place soon as well. For the 32 people caught stopping on the railroad tracks, that's a fine of $300. The fine for not stopping for a school bus, that will set you back $500. WTAW News Time is 7:11, 63 degrees right now. The news is brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. More news coming up at 7:30 or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Other flooring stores in the Brazos Valley promise a better selection at the best price. But if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zwirneman Flooring, our motto is simple. We provide you our very best price with service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and again. Just ask our preferred list of over 100 Brazos Valley home builders. Zwirneman Flooring, we may not be the biggest, but if given the opportunity, we'll show you that we're the best. Zwirneman Flooring, call 776-2800 today.
The moment you feel chest pain that could be a heart attack, go to College Station Medical Center. The Med has demonstrated expertise in the timely diagnosis and treatment of cardiac emergencies. And time saved is precious heart muscle saved. So in an emergency, call 911 and know where to go. Choose the Med, a nationally recognized accredited chest pain center.
Make it about 7:12, our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by the folks at Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offered a basket of information on new businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
The outstanding weather we've had so far this week continues today as high pressure remains locked in over the central United States. Abundant sunshine with temperatures around 90 degrees this afternoon. It'll be clear tonight, lows near 65. It'll be sunny tomorrow, highs are going to be 85 to 90. Tomorrow night clear, lows near 60 degrees. We'll have sunshine across the area during the day on Saturday. Temperature Saturday, 85 to 90. More sunshine for Sunday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If you're a golf nut like me, you're looking forward this weekend to the Ryder Cup. It's in Wales, but it's being played on a golf course that was especially built for this Ryder Cup. It's only a two-year-old golf course. We will talk about that. We'll hear from the captains of the teams. Well, that thing, and more coming up in sports. Yeah, a little two-year-old.
Cute little course.
Is it still in diapers?
Yeah, still in diapers, still wetting itself.
Now, is it like the Olympics? They're going to keep using it for a while?
The sprinkler system.
Excuse me?
Is it like the Olympics? Are they going to keep using it, or are they going to tear it down?
I don't think they'll tear it down. Okay. I think they'll probably charge a green fee after this.
Well, aren't they already done for the day? How does that work?
No, it starts tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it starts. Wales is, they're 6 hours ahead of us, just like the rest of the UK, I guess, right?
Yeah.
So it will start early. I'm sure that when we're reporting this time tomorrow morning, they'll already be well into the match. Okay.
Here's the reason that you're not winning the lottery. We got it for you.
I'm not buying a ticket.
Besides that.
Could be that.
That's the easy answer, Chase.
It's Ernest Pullin's fault.
Oh, Ernest Pullin.
Ernest Pullin.
Ernest Pullin. Yeah.
Ernest Pullin is...
Yeah. He was Cotton's first coach.
He's messing up the curve for everybody.
Why?
Well, the odds of winning $1 million in a lottery is pretty astronomical. Mm-hmm. Comes now Ernest Pullin, 57 years old. He lives in Bonaterra, Missouri, I guess.
Bonaterra,
as they call it. He won $1 million with a scratch-off ticket in June. This month he won $2 million with a scratch ticket.
No, he didn't.
Yep. Opted for that cash payment instead of the annuity on both those wins, so he received $700,000 for the first one and about $1.3 for the second. That's before taxes. Pullin says that he'll use the money to fix up his new house. Okay.
He's going to put new siding on it.
That's right. He's getting new cinder blocks.
Yeah, $3 million will buy him some siding.
Yeah, well, it's actually two. It'd be 1.7, 1.3 and then 7. But it doesn't matter. That's the reason we're not winning, because he did it. Conventional.
Do you remember when they first started selling the scratch-offs? There was that convenience store gas station in Caldwell that sold like two tickets within like a couple of weeks, winning tickets within a couple of weeks
of
each other.
Okay, did they?
Do you remember that?
No, I don't remember.
I do. Yeah. And they were just flooded with people thinking that they had the magic touch of buying tickets. Yeah. And I was one of them, I remember.
Really?
Yeah.
I think if you'd have talked to a statistics professor, they'd probably
the chances of doing it three times.
Yeah, that ain't going to happen.
Yeah. But I do remember that.
Yeah, there you are.
Yeah.
Conventional economic logic would suggest that as the prices of new cellular telephones drop, we would abandon our older models for the shiny new one, the more cost-effective alternative. Mm. According to a survey from J.D. Power, we are not doing that. Consumers now holding on to their mobiles for an average of... You ready? Of course, I don't know, Chase, you kind of like to grab new stuff, though, right?
Yeah, I'll pretty much let it I'll let it settle in and let the bugs work out.
Yeah.
So.
See, for me, I'm on the other side, so, and Tom, I know you kind of waffle back and forth and all that. But anyway, the average...
Tom wobbles back and forth.
Waffles.
Waffles.
I said waffles.
Yeah, I do wobble every once in a while, but that's an age thing.
They only take cash at the wobble house. Anyway, the average number of months that people keep their phones, 20 and a half months. So just shy of 2 years. I don't know. I just...
You keep yours forever.
I don't need to learn the new technology, I'm hoping. Anyway.
It's good enough for me. Dang right. Give me my rotary dial cell phone. Yeah,
got that little diesel-powered cell phone. In fact, users are now keeping their cell phones for longer than they have at any point since back in 1999 when the survey was first started. At the same time, though, cell phone prices continue to drop. In 2010, for example, the average price of a cell phone, $76.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, the competition out there is so much for the, you know, for the contracts.
Yeah,
you know,
that's it. This phone is $927, but if you sign a 3-year contract, it's $7.
That's right, and you get, buy one get three free.
Yeah, that's right. It's only $7.99.
Yeah. How many towers do we have? Yeah. Oh, now don't ask that. Well, we've got enough.
Now we do have this one time. We do have this one time activation fee of $79.99, but aside from that, it'd be just fine.
Yeah, that's right.
And if you call, you might be able to talk to a human being.
That's right. Oh, you want to talk on Highway 6. Oh, well, wait a second.
So the First World War will officially end on Sunday.
Armistice. Yeah, easy for me to say.
92 years after the guns fell silent, when Germany pays off its last chunk of the reparations that were imposed on it by the Allies.
Yeah.
Have they been getting
late notices? Cough it up, Kaiser!
Yeah.
They're still paying?
Yeah, have they been? That's the story. That's why we're doing the story.
Are they doing automatic bill pay?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Really?
Know.
Huh?
No, final payment
of... You know, Vinny to go collect. So your last check is due, and it didn't...
Would you want that we should break a kneecap?
It should break your face.
Yeah, the final payment of $95 million.
Uh-huh. Wow, really?
Yeah.
That must be with interest.
Well, I'm thinking so. Germany was forced to pay the reparations at the Treaty of Versailles in 1919 as compensation for Belgium and France.
It's all split up between the good guys? Is that it?
I guess so.
Wonder what
we getting a share of that?
Nah, I believe history says we fought there.
We're U.S. Americans. We'll go, no, you keep the money. That's fine.
It to France.
Yeah.
Yeah, they won't ever fight another war.
Well, yeah, we don't have to worry about that.
Really. They can shore up their defense.
But anyway, that's happening Sunday. The big
here, this is for that Statue of Liberty. Yeah. Now, shut up.
Yeah. Now, is it going to be a wire transfer? Or they're going to
and the help in the Revolutionary War.
Fine. We get it.
Will it be a wire transfer?
Or are they going to give him a giant cardboard check? You know, how they going to do that? Excepting for Belgium, we'll be, anyway.
You think it just churns out of some machine, or you think somebody really sits down and writes that one every year?
He's not past the cardboard check.
You know why?
I don't know. I heard what you did there.
No, the episode.
Yeah, big ceremony.
The episode of The Office. The Office with they raised $500, but the check cost what? Or they raised $490, but the giant check cost $500?
Yep. Somehow we hope there's not a $94 million check.
Oh, golly. I'm going to miss Michael. I really am.
All right, it's on tonight. You can have your fix either live or later. See, now that's it. You going to turn off the football game to watch that live?
Well, duh.
Yeah, depends on how bad things are.
Let me see. Office comes on at 7.
I know.
That'll be about halfway through the first quarter.
Oh.
We'll see.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So they've come out with a list of the most expensive zip codes in America.
Dang, I didn't have the song ready. I was going to.
Oh, okay.
So you get tired of hearing.
Oh, yeah, let's go back to that. It is. It's a circus. It's a carnival.
Step right up here to the Boone Pickens Big Top. Three rings of cowboy entertainment. The lasso, the pistol twirl, and side saddle barrel racing. Tonight in Stillwater.
Yeah. That, and if you come over here and you knock off three of these little fuzzy things, we'll give you an Igloo t-shirt and you don't even have to go there. All right, here we go. Here are the fight songs, lyrics for you if you want to sing along tonight for the Oklahoma State fight song. Once again, considering we're playing Oklahoma State, they're arguably the simplest that we've had. Ride, ride, ride. See, that way they can kind of get right into it. Okay. Ride 'em cowboys down the field, then fight, fight, fight.
Mm-hmm.
Fight 'em cowboys and never yield.
Never, ever.
Then let's go back to that first line again. Ride, ride, ride. Ride.
Mm-hmm.
Ride on cowboys to victory, cross, opponent's name goes here, goal, then we'll sing Oklahoma State. Ride them cowboys, E-I-E-I. Okay.
Oh.
E-I-E-I-O.
I don't know. It's E-E-Y-A-H.
Uh-huh.
I mean, E-I-E-I? It's probably supposed to be like a yee-haw.
Yeah, it's probably right. It's probably they transposed the Y.
They misspelled it in their own fight song.
Well, this is some,
how do you spell yeehaw?
This is some Betty Crocker sponsored website, so I don't know. Yeah, so they said it should have put the Y in front of the E's, then the ye, and then transpose the ah and get ha. So yeehaw.
Actually, seriously, as we make fun of Oklahoma State, for people who may be like starting their cars right now and heading in that direction. If you do go there, take time to go by their athletic museum, their sports museum. It's probably one of the best I have ever seen. It's right there at Gallagher-Iba Arena, right next to the stadium.
Uh-huh.
And take time to see it. It's well laid out, and it's very, very interesting. And it's right next to the memorial for the people who died in the plane crash 10 years ago, too. So anyway, if you do go up there, take time to do that.
All right. Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
All right. Here's the list of the most expensive zip codes. California and New York, pretty much home to the most expensive zip codes. There was not a Texas zip code in the top 500.
Wow.
Yeah, which I thought was kind of interesting.
Huh.
Duarte, California, which is, I think, near Los Angeles.
They all start with 9, right?
They listen to you. Boy, well, smart boy that you are.
I remember
are.
That TV show.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Yeah. Atherton, California comes in at number 2. Atherton is near Palo Alto. Rolling Hills, California. And then Alpine, New Jersey, which is near the city. And then New York, New York. 10014. It'd be number 4. Then Beverly Hills, another New York. And the rest, like I say, California and New York.
Mm-hmm.
I would have thought, and you know, I went in and checked River Oaks. I thought that might have been there. And then
Highland Park.
Yeah, up in Highland Park, and they didn't make the top 500.
Yeah.
So
interesting.
Yeah. All right, so for now, fans at Gary World up there in Dallas Cowboy Land.
Yeah. Where the Aggies will be playing.
Yeah, they will, but you know,
a week from Saturday.
But what's great is that everyone who lives in the Metroplex makes $725,001 every week because they voted that in.
And do you get anything just for going and visiting?
I don't think so, and I think, in fact, they ask you to actually give them some money just to go and visit. That's the way that works.
You have to pay
out.
Just to look at it.
Yeah. So
well, good. Well, I'll take some money
as you
when
drive,
I go.
As you drive by, don't even
on I-30. Yeah.
If you drive by, there is. Just up, you looked, we saw. Anyway, at least for now, the Cowboys have the world's largest HD video screen. Mm-hmm. They can have that for a little while, but soon there will be a larger video screen.
Really?
April of 2011. Well, that's our trivia question.
Oh.
695-1620. Where will the largest HD video screen be as of April 2011? 695-1620. It'll be 200 feet by 80 feet. It's a Panasonic HD screen.
Oh.
The screen will cover an area of 16,000 square feet.
Goodness gracious.
Weighs 165,000 pounds. And because Chase wanted to know, 9 million LEDs. So if you know where it's going to be, 695-1620, we have prizes for you. What's the answer?
Daytona World Speedway.
That's not it. Thanks. Hi there. What's the answer?
Charlotte Motor Speedway.
That's it. It's the Charlotte Motor Speedway, buddy. That's it.
You got it.
Who's this?
Bill Hertenberger from Navasota.
That's it. You're a gearhead, are you?
You got it.
Man, I'm telling you, this is, dadgum, that's big.
Bill Hertenberger.
Are you in the car business still?
Used to be.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember. Yep. Remember them.
Recognize the name. All right, here's what we got for you, Bill. First of all, we got a little bit of delight for you because I got a gallon of Bluebell ice cream for you.
Whoa, that's,
you
how
know,
about that?
That ain't a gallon.
That'll always work.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's a half gallon. But that's all right. I'll give you 2 certificates. We'll make it a gallon.
Yeah, because...
That's one of the 4 basic food groups, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
Yep.
Yeah. That and right. pork rinds. And Tom has 2 tickets for you to the Texas Renaissance Festival that are good.
Exactly.
Weekend.
Just right down the road
that'll
from
work.
You there. How
all
about
right.
That?
You know where we're located, Bill?
Give me the head.
I will. It's the mirrored glass building, 5 stories right there at the south end of College Station. It's Emerald Parkway, all right?
Right, right.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it. See you later. All right.
Yeah, because we can't really mail the ice cream to you.
No, that wouldn't work out very well. Charlotte Motor Speedway.
I was figuring it wasn't going to be in the United States.
Huh? Yeah. I don't know. I guess that works.
Outdoors, well, yeah. I don't know. I mean,
well, but what I'm but my point is, I mean, camera angles. Obviously, it's going to need to be, you know, head on or back, because if you're you know, right at the start finish line, okay, I can understand that. But you know, if you look at being able to see the entire play, for instance, for football or baseball, that might work. But you know, in car racing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I guess also for replay, not just live broadcast.
Yeah.
From that standpoint.
Because if you're at a race, you know, you don't. Other than what's happening right in front of you, it's hard to see anything else.
If you're at turn 1 and something happens at turn 3, you are a little bit
away. Yeah, it's all rumor to you.
Yeah. All right, 727.
I'm Ashley Bergen of Fit You Personal Training. I eat burgers, I enjoy Mexican food, and I'll have a cold beer from time to time. Most of us do. I can teach you how to eat these things you love and how to get in shape and stay in shape. No diets, no shakes, no point system. There are no quick fixes. At Fit You, I'll teach you how to eat for the rest of your life. Call me at 492-1900. That's 492-1900. Let's look at your food, set up a workout plan, and let's get started today. Let Fit You Personal Training get you fit.
Hey, good morning, 728. Here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast. 89 for a high today, sunny skies, no mention of rain actually all the way through Monday. 62 for low temperature tonight. We'll look for 86 for a high on Friday. Cooling down a little bit now. Sunday, 81 will be the high and 50 will be the low, so that'll be pleasant. Humidity 73% right now. Winds are from the northwest at 5. We've got fair skies and 64 degrees.
Sterling makes it easy.
The 2010 Cadillac CTS Sports Sedan at Sterling Auto Group is a dynamic combination of power and grace. For the first time ever on CTS, take advantage of 0% APR for up to 72 months. Or experience the utility and elegance of the Cadillac SRX luxury crossover vehicle. Now 0% APR for 36 months. Power, grace, class, only at Sterling Auto Group.
Sterling makes it easy.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Bianski at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Hey, here's a new story that brings back memories from the Clinton era of fraud and deceit, the raw deal. For Democrats, those were the heady years. Their pals in the state-controlled media praised the virtues of lying, insisting that lies served a greater good. Democrat politicians were in awe, praising Bill Clinton for being an exceptionally good liar. Well, this week, AP ran a story about other liars in politics. Nevada Congresswoman Dina Titus, for instance, is described as a loyal soldier who voted for the total Democrat agenda, including Obamacare and higher energy taxes. But she's campaigning as an independent Democrat who bucked her party every step of the way. She had plenty of company. Scores of other liberal Democrats in every region of the country are now running as so-called rebranders. Their campaigns are designed to convince gullible voters back home that for the last 2 years they've been trying to fend off the Reid, Pelosi, Obama agenda in Washington, when in fact they've been carrying Obama's water without spilling a drop. Whatever trendy name the liberals give it, like rebranding, the facts are these. Democrats are exceptionally good professional liars, but lying is not virtuous now, and it never really was. And Americans want truth, and they want jobs, they want prosperity. So don't bother trying to pick and choose among Democrats. If there's a D next to their name, fire them. You can have Obama and the Democrats, or you can have America, but you cannot have both.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
When you own your own business, a year is a very long time. It's 12 rent checks, 4 quarterly tax returns, 24 payrolls, 52 sales reports, 365 days of worrying. Whew. Well, at Valpak, we say, let's make this the year of less stress and more success. Our famous blue envelope and online tools help drive customers through the door. And let's face it, no matter what business you're in, that's pretty much the name of the game. For a free consultation, give us a call at 800-4, V-A-L-P-A-K.
At Ally Bank, we think it's possible to love your bank, and we're working hard to prove it. That's why we've created an online savings account with no monthly fees and a variable rate that is consistently among the most competitive in the country. No wonder Money Magazine recently named our online savings account the best savings account of 2010. Now, when it comes to banking, who wouldn't love that? To learn more about our savings accounts or any of our other products, visit allybank.com or call us at 877-247-2559. Member FDIC.
Howdy, this is Jason Bianski with BCR Realty. Mortgage rates are at an all-time low, and the current real estate inventory is up. Now is an excellent time to buy real estate. If you or someone you know is looking to buy or sell a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust your real estate needs to an agent who truly cares about your needs. For friendly hometown family service, contact me, Jason Bianski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or visit me on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Bianski.
The rising cost of health care is on everyone's mind these days. You could pay over $300 a month just to add your spouse or child to your employer's plan. Coverage for your entire family could cost you thousands each month. If that doesn't fit into your budget, call ANCO Insurance to discuss our many individual and family health plans. Our health plan options can provide you similar or better coverage than your employer's plan, usually at a much lower price. Sound good? Call ANCO today for a no-obligation quote. 776-ANCO.
WTNW News Time, 732, 63 degrees right now at the studios. On our way to a high today, knocking on the door of about 90. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by St. Joseph Regional Health Center. St. Joseph, it's your choice. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. It's looking more likely that Scott and White will build a hospital in College Station. The College Station School Board holds a special meeting on Friday. Most of the day involves leadership training, but before that comes the selling of 30 acres of land located on Rock Prairie Road east of the Earl Rudder Freeway. CSISD's Chuck Glenwinkle says it will eventually be a part of a new Scott and White Hospital.
We have land that we're going to be selling to the city of College Station, who will in turn sell it to the Research Valley Partnership, who will sell it to Scott and White. So they will have a piece of property there to help build their hospital. Our board has determined that it's in the best interest of the district to sell that property to the city to help them with the medical corridor.
According to the meeting agenda, CSISD will receive just over $4 million for the land. Glenn Winkle says the money will go toward future land purchases. Bryan police have obtained an arrest warrant for the person accused in Sunday's drive-by shooting that injured two people. A picture of 27-year-old Rogelio Munoz can be seen on our website, WTAW.com. Anyone with information about Munoz can call Crime Stoppers at 775-TIPS. Munoz is accused of firing multiple shots into a home in the 300 block of Bluegrass. College Station's Director of Community and Economic Development, David Gwynn, is keeping an eye on developments at the now vacant Plaza Hotel at the corner of University Drive and Texas Avenue.
In fact, I believe over a period of many years, 20-some-odd transactions were done that put about 12.5 acres together up there. So it's not just the Plaza Hotel, it's actually all held together by one ownership.
And for those who find it unfortunate that the plaza is closed,
what I would offer out there is that it being idle is probably much better for us than to have it in a situation that might present a less than College Station desirable image.
Gwynn says the greatest potential for the plaza is what he calls a true rebirth of the entire corner. Bryan's electric department was front and center at this week's city council meeting. WTAW's Bill Oliver has more on that.
BTU General Manager Dan Wilkerson was on the hot seat during the council's workshop. Councilman Mike Sutherland believes BTU should be transferring more revenue to the city's general fund.
Because you cannot have a $16 million increase and not transfer and reduce your transfer to the general fund. That's impossible. That's not logical. Okay, that's where I'm trying to get to.
Wilkerson says lower revenue than expected is because a new electric substation was not completed.
We are a year behind building Dowling Road Substation in College Station. That substation was in the budget to have been built in this fiscal year. And the transmission cost of service revenue from that substation was to go to the general fund.
Wilkerson told the council what BTU revenue qualifies for transfer to the city's general fund is less than what Sutherland believes.
Okay. Remember, the general fund transfer by bond covenants is not based on gross revenues. The maximum by charter is 7%. The calculation is made based on about 0.6 cents per kilowatt hour in residential rates and $2.15 per kW in commercial rates of the retail customers within the city. And that's how the calculation is made with a cap of 7%.
Wilkerson says revenue BTU generates from energy sales to other providers goes to lower BTU customer bills. Following that discussion, the council met in executive session. After that, the council unanimously selected Emmanuel Glockson Jr. as BTU board chairman. And later in the meeting, the council decided to hire an outside auditor to review BTU finances and operations. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
And the Bryan Police Department's Traffic Safety Unit has held two enforcement campaigns this month. Sergeant Jeff Peters says officers have been out catching drivers not stopping for school buses.
As long as the roadway is not divided between the direction you're going and the direction that the school bus is going, say you're across the street like on William Joe Bryan, and you meet one and you don't have the parks not between you, then you have to stop. That's real basic. It's something that we all probably had a question on when we got our driver's license.
Peter says a second round of school bus monitoring will be done soon. Earlier this week, Bryan PD and Union Pacific officers were in the downtown area catching motorists for stopping on or too close to railroad tracks or driving around crossing arms. In all, 56 tickets were handed out in only 3 hours. The fine for stopping on railroad tracks is $300, but if you don't stop for a school bus, that will cost you $500. WTAW News Time is 7:37, 63 degrees right now. This look at news brought to you by St. Joseph Regional Health Center. More news coming up at 8 o'clock or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
When it comes to orthopedics, St. Joseph excels in Texas and the nation.
So much so that Health Grades made them the recipient of the 2009 and 2010 Health Grades Spine Surgery Excellence Award,
ranking them in the top 5% in the nation for spine surgery.
And bringing them 5-star ratings for joint and total knee replacement and back and neck surgery.
Impressive? Yes. But no less than their commitment to what's most important to them, you.
And that is the St. Joseph difference.
Make the past part of your present by shopping the final sale this weekend at the Boll Weevil Antiques in Calvert. That's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday from 10 to 5 with all inventory priced to sell. The sale offers antiques, outdoor furniture, art, toys, lighting, and rugs to selected historical fixtures and used odds and ends. They'll accept cash or check only, so be ready to buy during the final sale this weekend at the Boll Weevil Antiques on Main Street in Calvert.
7:38, let's check weather, brought to you this morning by Brass's Bounty. New folks come to town. They're offered a basket full of information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to brassesbounty.com.
The outstanding weather we've had so far this week continues today as high pressure remains locked in over the central United States. Abundant sunshine with temperatures around 90 degrees this afternoon. It'll be clear tonight, lows near 65. It'll be sunny tomorrow. Highs are going to be 85 to 90. Tomorrow night, clear, lows near 60 degrees. We'll have sunshine across the area during the day on Saturday. Temperature Saturday, 85 to 90. More sunshine for Sunday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And coming up on Bravo Brazos Valley, we'll be talking about a big event coming up Saturday at Central Park. It is the Walk to Fight ALS. We'll be visiting about that. That's coming up on Bravo Brazos Valley, brought to you by Meese & Associates.
Hey, good morning, 7:39. So what do you boys think here? The NCAA looking at expanding because we have now like 11 bazillion football postseason games.
Yeah, they're going to add another one?
Well, they're going to possibly have to include teams that have losing records.
Yeah, yeah, because I think the 36th bowl game has been approved, which would make for 72 teams, and that's real iffy whether 72 teams would have 500 records or not.
All I'm saying is in 1970, there were 11 bowl games.
Yeah.
Okay? In 1990, there were 19 bowl games. Now we're going to have 36 of them.
Well, you and I can remember, Scott, when there were just four.
Yeah, sure.
On New Year's Day.
Yeah.
And then I think one of the first ones to come along that wasn't New Year's Day might have been the Bluebonnet Bowl in Houston.
Yep.
Something like that. Or maybe the Gator Bowl. That was one of the really early ones. But, you know, there used to just be, you know, orange, cotton,
I want to have the Green Ribbon Bowl.
Yeah.
Just everybody gets a participation ribbon and we all go home.
Uh-huh.
Let's get everybody out there. Let's just keep playing. Shall we just go ahead and play 14, 15 college games? Huh? That'll work. Okay.
Why not?
Yeah. All right. Now, you guys were asking this the other day, and I don't know, as if from heaven we get the information we wanted, because we were discussing which of the tabloids gives us the most real news for our dollars, right? Because, after all, you're standing there in the checkout line. You're trying to figure out if any of that stuff is really real.
Yeah, you don't want to buy any trash.
No, before you plunk down your $2.99 or whatever for this, you want to know that there is factual stuff in there, fact-based information. So the website Gawker.com decided to do a semi-scientific survey, because that's about the only kind that they can do, to find out of the five major tabloids which ones were giving us the most factually accurate content. The winner would be Us Weekly.
Hmm.
With a cover price of $3.99, their overall accuracy is 59%. Life and Style, I don't even know what that is. But
59%
anyway.
Is the leader? Is that?
Yeah, that's the leader. As far as overall accuracy. Life and Style, with a price tag of $2.99, its accuracy is 34%.
in touch with a price of $2.99 is 21%. The worst is Star.
Oh,
and
really?
By the way, Star costs $3.99.
Uh-huh.
So it's as expensive as any of them. Overall accuracy, 12%. So there you go.
Isn't it easy to write for them? I mean, you know, you just sit down and just start writing stuff.
Problem with that?
Yeah.
And again, well, wouldn't you love to be the headline writer there? Now, those people, that's a headline writer. They got to have a good time there. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, what's up?
Hey, you know, I always look at those magazines and I'm standing in the line. I wonder if they ever really found Bigfoot or the Bat Boy.
It's the Bat Boy. When was the last time we saw a picture of the
Bat Boy? He's been at large for at least 25 years.
Man. That picture. Well, the thing is, he doesn't look anything like himself. He comes back to the high school reunion. There's just no way. You won't recognize him. All right, here we go. Who needs coffee to make it through the workday? Yeah. Yeah, hear that. Who really needs coffee? A career builder partnered with Dunkin' Donuts to find out the professions that have the highest need of coffee. Surveyed 3,600 workers across the country. Almost a third of them said they need coffee to get through the workday. And nearly half confessed to being less productive if they didn't have coffee at the office. Mr. Murphy, would you care to weigh in on that?
They know work if I'm at the office without coffee. How about that?
Well, you know, it's interesting because I've just started drinking coffee again.
Yeah.
I'm most mornings, I guess. Usually would drink it on the weekends. That stuff's addictive, you know.
See, I'm just...
You'd think it had a drug in it or something.
Really? There might be a chemical substance in there that causes that to happen.
See, I'm the opposite. I drink it here at work.
Yeah.
One little giraffe of coffee over here.
Yeah.
And
giraffe?
That's what he said.
You drink a giraffe of coffee?
Yeah. But I don't drink it on the weekends.
Is that like saying you're drinking a long neck in there?
Tom loves to take Judy out there when they have wine nights so they can get him a giraffe of wine.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway. Well, I drink the crummy stuff here that Chase won't touch, you know, that he sticks his nose at.
Okay, mm-hmm. Yeah.
But the reason is because it's already made for me because Tucker makes it in the morning.
Yeah,
but now
here.
He's out of town.
That's right.
So now I got to do my own coffee.
So you got to walk. You got to walk past smelling the fresh brew from my office.
Yeah, make
you
my
go
own.
Make your coffee.
Here's your top five.
I think I'll pour a delicious
coffee right now. Professions in the order of their coffee needs. Number five would be financial and insurance sales reps. Okay.
Yeah, because they work.
Yeah.
All hours.
Number four, designers and architects.
Yeah.
Don't spill them on the
plane. Yeah,
planet.
Just don't spill
no kidding.
It.
Yeah,
man.
Number three. Disastrous.
Let me go ahead and get this. Here, just disregard this brown stain right here. Yeah.
If you could just look right around this brown stain right here, this is where I envision the courtyard.
Yeah. Number three, hotel workers. Number two, doctors.
Huh?
Doctors. Okay. And when was the last time that you were in the doctor's office and he came in and he had a little Styro cup in his hand?
I was going to say, because you...
How about never?
Because you want your vascular surgeon to walk in with the caffeine shakes.
And we'll make the incision right here.
Right.
Yeah.
We're going to go into your carotid artery. And
Number one is nurses.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they have it with their cigarette out on the curb,
no,
right?
No, they don't do that. But, I mean, and again.
I will say this. I mean, when I was having health issues a few years ago, I mean, the nurses at St. Joseph knew that my dad, they could just detect a coffee lover, and they kept him well supplied with coffee. So hats off to them.
There you go. They knew. They were part of the club. Huh. So there you go. Doctors and nurses, number one and two when it comes to needing coffee.
Chet Edwards understands what a job means to a family. That's why Chet Edwards won the fight to bring over 200 jobs to A&M in vital research that protects our troops and strengthens our economy. And Chet's worked to build a 21st century industrial park that will create new good-paying jobs for the Brazos Valley and for critical road projects that will ease congestion, keep our kids safe, and put people to work. Bill Flores, he says he would have voted no on the new roads and the A&M jobs. That's the difference. Chet Edwards is working for us and our jobs. He knows what he's fighting for. Chet's roots here run deep. He'll never forget how A&M and Brazos County made such a difference in his life. Paid for by the Texas Democratic Party and authorized by Chet Edwards for Congress.
I'm Chet Edwards, class of 74, running for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Are you suffering from mild to moderate acne? Then Omnilux Combination Light Therapy is for you. The Omnilux procedure utilizes LED technology to stimulate your body's natural processes to heal and rejuvenate skin. The procedure lasts about 20 minutes and will leave you with a clearer and smoother complexion. Omnilux is effective for both men and women of any age and skin type. The light's safe and harmless to your skin and is completely pain-free. For more information on the Omnilux procedure, call Child's Dermatology Clinic today at 696-4444.
We can learn quite a bit about life by observing nature. Think for a minute about how pearls are formed. I'm Dr. Julie Slattery with Focus on the Family. When an oyster forms a pearl, a small bit of irritant, like sand, has slipped into the inner part. To protect itself, the oyster covers that bit of sand or dirt with layer upon layer of protection, forming what we know as a pearl. Who would have guessed that something so beautiful or precious could be the result of irritation? No doubt you have some irritating people in your life, like maybe a coworker or a family member, or maybe even your spouse. Or maybe it's a circumstance in your life that's irritating. Could it be possible that that annoying problem or bumpy relationship could ultimately result in something valuable in your life? We rarely develop character traits like patience, grace, and humility during life's easy stretches. It's really only through the rough times that we're challenged to grow and mature, or maybe think beyond ourselves. Though none of us would ask for an irritating situation to come our way, they always present the opportunity to cultivate something beautiful within us. So the next time an irritating situation comes your way, think about the oyster, take a lesson from him, and direct your energy towards developing something of value, even within your own character. To help your family thrive, visit our website at focusonthefamily.com. I'm Dr. Julie Slattery.
Ever wake up aching and feeling like this? Or this? If morning pain sometimes leaves you feeling drained, try this. Introducing Bare AM, an extra strength pain reliever with alertness aid, specially formulated to fight morning pain and fatigue, so you can feel like this. Turn morning pain into get up and go with new Bare AM, the morning pain reliever.
Buying a good used car is all about having the right information and facts. And if it's a Honda certified used car, well, it just got a whole lot easier. Because now you can find out the history, mileage, and the price of the Honda you're looking for without leaving your home. Simply go online and search Google or Yahoo for Honda certified used cars. You'll see the current selection at the Honda dealers nearest you, along with the information you need to make the right choice. Honda certified used cars. It may be used, but it's still a Honda.
This is Jim Swayze. You know, I'm the kind of guy who's always learning something about himself, especially when I go to Half Price Books. You know, just when I'm thinking my family and I are your average ordinary citizens, I find out that actually we're way out radicals. You see, this is Banned Books Week. Banned books are books that have been censored by some group at some time. Well, I'm darned if I hadn't read about half of them. Catcher in the Rye, Grapes of Wrath, even Huck Finn, all of them banned books. And my wife Jenny, she must be one wild woman. She's read To Kill a Mockingbird and Peyton Place. And our youngest loves all the Harry Potter books, but evidently there's some people out there that just aren't wild about Harry. Yep, he's on the banned book list too. So visit Half Price Books this week. They believe like I do. Speak freely, write candidly, read endlessly. Half Price Books. Real books, real treasures, real cheap. On South Texas Avenue next to Kroger. Find out more at halfpricebooks.com.
Good Thursday morning, everyone. I'm Tom Turbeville. Here's your second look at sports. It is 7:51, and it's brought to you by Coppers Hollow, the Brazos Valley's newest nursing and rehabilitation center. Visit them at coppershollowcare.com. Well, the Aggie defense will have its work cut out for it tonight, going against an OSU Cowboy team that ranks number one in the nation in total offense. 596 yards per game so far, second in passing offense at 391. That's where strong safety Trent Hunter comes in. He knows about those numbers, but he welcomes the challenge.
Well, I mean, we're ready for it. I mean, you know, these past few weeks, you know, defense, you know, we've had a few good weeks. You know, we're ready to prove ourselves against somebody, you know, who's putting up the big numbers, you know, and to have a successful week against somebody who's the number one offense in the nation will kind of put our name out there. You know, a lot of guys, you know, kind of downed us last year, our defense, and, you know, saying it was on us this year if we want to be successful. So we're ready for the challenge, and let's go.
Of course, they've done that against Washington State, Troy, and Tulsa. But one guy for the Aggies who will be everywhere on the field tonight, of course, is Von Miller, the All-American who has been slowed some with an ankle injury. But Trent Hunter says that Von is fine now, and opposing quarterbacks know that.
I mean, he's an All-American. I mean, he brings it every game. He brings it every day to practice. You got a guy like that coming off the edge, and the quarterback's just knowing. And I got number 40 to my left. I mean, he knows it's coming, and then on the other side of the ball, we got our other outside backers coming. So, the quarterbacks always have that little thing in the back of their mind, like, man, if I don't get this ball off, it's going to be trouble back here. So it's always good to know that we got people like that up front.
Aggies in Oklahoma State tonight, 6:30 is the kickoff. We'll be on the air right here on 1620 at 5:30. We'll be simulcasting over on 1150 AM, and of course you'll be able to hear the game at AggieAthletics.com and at RadioAggieland.com. Oklahoma football coach Bob Stoops has suspended a receiver, Jazz Reynolds, indefinitely after the player posted a very insensitive remark on his Twitter page referring to the gunman incident at the University of Texas campus on Tuesday. Of course, Oklahoma and Texas will play in the Cotton Bowl on Saturday. It's official. You know now that Colorado and Nebraska are both leaving the Big 12 after this season. There will be a straight 9-game Big 12 football schedule for each of the 10 remaining teams. The ADs all voted on that yesterday in Dallas. There'll be no North Division or South Division and no championship game. It'll mean that in a 12-game schedule, there will be only 3 non-conference games. The Aggies right now are scheduled to host SMU in the 2011 season opener on September the 3rd. Of course, they will play Arkansas. That's a long-term contract on October the 1st of next year. And some unofficial schedules show them with Sam Houston State at Kyle Field as a third non-conference opponent. But Associate AD Alan Cannon said now that all bets are off, told me that there is no future schedule official yet, of course, except for that Arkansas game. The Texas Rangers came from a run down to beat Seattle and avoid a sweep of their series at Arlington yesterday. The American League West champions will finish the regular season with a 4-game home series with the Angels. The American League playoff teams are set with Texas and Minnesota, both division winners. Tampa Bay has a half-game lead on the Yankees in the East to determine which of those teams will be the division champ and which will be the wild card. One thing the Rangers know is that they will have the worst record of the four teams in the playoffs from the American League, so they will play only the third and, if necessary, the fourth game of the best-of-five divisional series at home. Now, in the National League, only Philadelphia in the East and Cincinnati in the Central have wrapped up division titles. San Francisco is 2 games up on San Diego with 4 to play for the West Championship, and Atlanta is a game and a half up on San Diego for the wild card. Atlanta has just 3 games to play. The Astros beat Cincinnati yesterday. They'll finish there tonight and then end the season this weekend hosting the Cubs. The teams from the U.S. and Europe continue to fine-tune their games ahead of tomorrow morning's opening session of the Ryder Cup in Wales. U.S. Captain Corey Pavin brought in a decorated F-16 fighter pilot and a PGA of America golf professional to speak to the team yesterday. Major Dan Rooney's talk really hit home with Bubba Watson, whose father served in the U.S. military during Vietnam and is also suffering from cancer.
My dad was a military man. He was in Vietnam. He gave us a special present last night. It meant a lot. My dad's dying of cancer. The doctor says 3 months to live. I'm playing this for him and representing the United States. And I'm more than likely never going to play or be in the military unless they ask for our help, you know. So more than likely I'm not going to be in the military, and this is my one chance to be like my dad.
Lots of inspiring stories, and the Ryder Cup starts tomorrow. And that's Look at Sports. Good morning. I'm Tom Turbeville at 756. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Copper's Hollow Nursing and Rehab now offers respite care. But what is respite care? It's a short-term, temporary relief for those who are caring for family members. Without respite, families suffer economically, emotionally, and caregivers themselves face serious health and social risk as a result of the stress associated with continuous caregiving. So if you or someone you know needs a deserved break from taking care of a loved one, give Copper's Hollow Nursing and Rehab a call today at 979-567-4300. That's 979-567-4300.
There's an old saying that goes, victory is 90% preparation, 10% perspiration, or some sort of overwhelming percentage anyway in favor of preparation. You know, the same principle applies in real estate. If you're prepared, you are prepared to negotiate. You're prepared to negotiate with buyers. You're prepared to negotiate with sellers. It all depends on whether or not you're the buyer or the seller. And at some point, you're going to be both in the real estate transaction. You need someone who can prepare you for that process. Zweiker and Associates can do just that. They are experts in the art of negotiation. They enter every negotiation from a position of strength, knowing they will do everything and have done everything they can to maximize your dollar when you sell your home. When they represent you, you get the best. They research and maintain a database of past and current real estate trends and statistics right here, making sure your home is evaluated properly. Zweiker and Associates. Go to ZARealEstate.com to learn more. ZARealEstate.com.
Attention hunters and shooters. From October 8th through the 11th, the Cawthon Cartridge Club near Milliken is holding Hunter Prep Days for all skill levels. This course will be taught by nationally renowned hunting and shooting expert Daryl Holland. Learn rifle safety, tips and tricks from Daryl, like proper rifle cleaning, drop and wind drift, establishing a perfect 100-yard zero, and receive a detailed equipment check on your rifle with your ammo. This course is completely comprehensive and a must for serious hunters. Call Steve at 1-775-772-3434 or CCC Shooting.
Fall is in the air, and that means flu season is here. Now through the end of October, the University Pediatric Association is hosting a flu shot clinic one floor below their office on Rock Prairie Road. Traditional flu shots and the flu mist nasal vaccine are available for the entire family, and no appointments are required. Help your family stay healthy this year by getting your flu shots early. For specific dates and hours, log on to upadocs.com and click on the flu bug. UPA. Every child deserves a specialist.
Hey, News Talk 1620 WTAW. All right, I don't know if we've ever heard about this, though. A building that causes sunburn?
Mm-mm.
Yes, it'd be a hotel in Las Vegas. Has this unique tower that apparently collects and reflects rays of sunlight that, if you're in the wrong spot, can in fact singe your hair and melt your plastic drink cups.
Holy cow, which one?
Well, it's Vidara, I don't know. It's V-D-A-R-A at City Center. Which is that new area
right
there.
Yeah, it's the new one, yeah.
Anyway, it's, the phenomenon is called the Vidara Death Ray. Actually, the owners prefer to call it a solar convergence. An attorney...
Yeah,
of course. An attorney on vacation tells the Review Journal newspaper, which had a diagram to show it in their paper, that he found himself getting cooked while relaxing at poolside in his recliner. While heading for some shade, he noticed an odor, and it turned out to be his hair, which had been scorched. There's no official measurement, but employees guess that...
Here's the latest from ABC News. Good morning. I'm Richard Davies. It's not a hurricane, but the leftovers from Tropical Storm Nicole could cause a lot of flooding and other problems for a bunch of states. Rain lashing the coast of North Carolina this morning. ABC's Sam Champion, who's there, says many other states could feel the impact.
There's a tornado watch that runs from here all the way into Philly. That's more than 370 miles worth of tornado watch that lasts until 1 o'clock this afternoon. All day long, that rain will continue to move north into areas like Raleigh, Washington, Philly, New York, and eventually on into Boston.
From the Carolinas to northern New England, flood watches and warnings are up. AIG has reached a deal with the government to repay billions of dollars received during the credit crisis. Taxpayers could get a profit from the deal. The government stepped in 2 years ago to prevent AIG's collapse. First-time unemployment claims dropped again last week, down for the third time in 4 weeks, but the overall number is still pretty high. Pakistan has shut down a major supply route used by the U.S. military for troops in Afghanistan. ABC's Nick Schifrin in Kabul says this comes in retaliation for an attack along the border.
The Pakistani government has been angry for a week because they say there's been three cross-border raids by U.S. helicopters, and today this was the largest protest they've made. They have cut off this main supply route that goes through Pakistan into Afghanistan, where 80% of all the material that the U.S. needs to fight the war in Afghanistan goes through.
Pakistan says U.S. forces killed three of its soldiers during a helicopter attack. Big recall by the toy company Fisher-Price. And the government announced today millions of products are involved. It's a safety recall. Actor Tony Curtis has died, the star of more than 100 movies over many years. He was 85. He died overnight at his home in Henderson, Nevada. This is ABC News.
The Home Depot has Filtreat Red Microallergen Air Filters for just $9.97. This new lower price makes your money work harder so your furnace doesn't have to. In fact, a fresh filter every 3 months helps your heating system last longer and could save you up to $100 a year on energy bills. So toss those old dust catchers. We're lowering the cost of heating your home with Filtreat filters, now $9.97. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
Information is power.
It's valuable.
Mid-sized businesses rely on it.
Because we are the engines of a smarter planet.
We need data to be stored and secure.
We need easy access to it. From anywhere, anytime.
Introducing cloud-based backup, managed by IBM.
It provides enterprise-level protection.
Without the added costs.
That's smarter business on a smarter planet.
Services start at under $3 per user per month. Visit IBM.com/backup. Prices are subject to change by IBM without notice.
North Korea's communist dynasty lives on. The 20-something son of the country's dictator is now almost certain to be his dad's successor. North Korean citizens were told today to watch their TVs, and as an official photograph of the young man was made public for the first time. ABC's Clarissa Ward says Kim Jong-un will be the third family member to lead the North.
It's a family saga worthy of a soap opera. Think Dynasty or Dallas, only North Korean style. The elder patriarch of the family, that would be the great leader, Kim Il-sung. He founded the nation. Upon his death, the baton was passed to his son, Kim Jong-il, known as Dear Leader. He's run the show since 1994.
Kim Jong-il is in poor health. Many American families are doubling up because of the recession, adult children moving back in. Census Bureau numbers show extended family members now make up more than 8% of family households, up from 2005. Richard Davies, ABC News.
Mom calls us her dynamic duo. We turn off lights that aren't being used and other stuff. She says we're saving the planet, but we know we save her gobs of money, too. It's cool being superheroes. We're saving energy by turning things off. What can you do? Find out how the little changes add up at togetherwesave.com.
Brought to you by Mid-South Synergy. We work for you.
I've met a lot of children who are going through a lot. They really don't know what the next day is going to be like, and it's tough.
This is NFL and former UT quarterback Colt McCoy, talking about his support of the new Children's Hospital at Scott & White.
It reminds me of what my family went through when I was a kid. And my brother was really sick, and we spent a lot of time in hospitals. That's why I decided to support the new Children's Hospital at Scott & White. It's really important for people around here to have a place that's the best of the best. Scott & White is a nonprofit, and your donation will help fund life-saving equipment and research for new cures. Join me in supporting the new Children's Hospital at Scott & White. I hope that together we'll make a difference in thousands of children's lives.
Call 1-877-511-COLT or visit sw.org/hope today to make a donation.
Thank you.
Do the countertops in your kitchen or bath need an upgrade? Call Marble Craft today at 846-3881. Marble Craft has been bringing new life to kitchens and baths for over 10 years. Marble Craft has a vast selection of material and color choices from granite, natural marble, slate, and soapstone. Marble Craft is also a certified installer of solid stone countertops. So call Marble Craft at 846-3881 for a free estimate or come by our showroom at 702 West Carson Street in Bryan and get inspired.
Breaking the rules is nothing new for the BMW 3 Series. That's what made it an icon and put it on the Car and Driver 10 Best list for an unprecedented 19 years in a row. So now the 3 Series is breaking rules again with an exceptional offer of no down payment required. That means no security deposit either. Just take the wheel of your 3 Series, sedan, coupe, or convertible, and make your first month's payment. Or if you'd prefer, take advantage of exceptional 0.9% financing. It's up to you. Either way, it's a rare chance to drive this ultimate driving machine. And remember, you'll be covered by BMW no-cost maintenance, saving you thousands over other brands, according to Edmunds.com. So come test drive the rule-breaking 3 Series today at a BMW center near you.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW, 3100 Briarcrest Drive at the Earl Rudder Freeway. Call 776-7600 or see them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
WTAW News Time, 807, 64 degrees right now at the studio. Sunshine today, knocking on the door of about 90 for a high. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Chase Murphy. The news is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Chase Murphy. It's looking more likely that a new Scott & White hospital will go up in College Station, at least according to College Station school officials. A special Friday morning meeting of the College Station school board includes selling land.
And this land is what in the area that has been identified by the city as the medical corridor. I know you guys have heard recently about the Scott & White that's going in over there at Rock Prairie and Highway 6. And we have land that is adjacent to that property that we are going to be selling to the city of College Station.
CSISD's Chuck Glenwinkle says the city will sell the land to the Research Valley Partnership, which in turn will sell the property to Scott & White. The city is buying 30 acres from the school district for just over $4 million. Glenwinkle says that money will go toward future land purchases for the district. Bryan police are looking to arrest who they believe was behind a drive-by shooting last weekend. An arrest warrant has been obtained for 27-year-old Rogelio Munoz of Bryan on three counts of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. A picture of Munoz can be seen on our website, WTAW.com. Munoz is accused of firing multiple shots into a home in the 300 block of Bluegrass Sunday night. Vacant for months and showing signs of being an abandoned property, the Plaza Hotel has not been forgotten by College Station's Director of Community and Economic Development. David Gwynn agrees it's unfortunate the property is not currently being used.
No one would argue that is probably some of the best geography in Brazos County, to be quite frankly, because of its proximity to the university and the gateway along University Drive. So I think when the time is right, you will see a major redevelopment of that corner, and City College Station stands ready to help make that happen when the time is right.
Gwynn says the 12.5 acres that make up the plaza are the result of more than 20 property transactions. Proceeding with an outside audit of BTU was only one of three things involving the Bryan City Council and its electric utility at this week's council meeting. WTAW's Bill Oliver has more on the others.
Three council members had a spirited discussion with BTU General Manager Dan Wilkerson. Councilman Paul Madison called for more budget control by the governing body.
What you have done is usurp this council's authority and given that authority over for someone else. I think in the future, if we're talking about these types of funding and these amounts of money, then set this up on a line item. If you want to change and that amount of money is over a certain amount, then it needs to come back to this council for approval.
Wilkerson said several times his management philosophy has not changed in his 32 years with the city.
All I can tell you is it's the way we were instructed to do it in the past. If you instruct us to do it differently, we'll do it differently.
Well,
I feel like I'm being beat up for something I did exactly like you told me to do before.
Wilkerson and Councilman Mike Sutherland debated over budgeting fuel prices BTU pays to generate electricity. Councilman Chuck Condorla agreed with Wilkerson.
Councilman Sutherland does not speak for me. I do understand what you're saying.
I see that you're making guesses based on history, based on market, based on trends, based on analysis of people that are a lot smarter than we are, and that sometimes those aren't accurate. And so that money then is doesn't exist. It's unspent. And if you need more money, that you do come before this council. So for the record, he does not speak for me. I do understand, and I say keep up the good job.
And on another matter, the council followed an executive session and unanimously named Emmanuel Glockson Jr. as BTU board chairman. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
And it's been a year and a half since Bryan Police and the Union Pacific Railroad did an enforcement campaign. In 3 hours, some 56 motorists were ticketed for various violations during that time, including driving around crossing arms and stopping on the tracks.
If your vehicle happens to stall out at that point in time and you can't get it pushed, well, then you're in a bad situation, not only for your vehicle or anybody, the safety of anybody in your vehicle, but if a train hits that and for whatever reason it causes a derailment, how many more people have you put in jeopardy at that point?
Bryan Police Sergeant Jeff Peters says the next railroad enforcement day could be within the next 6 months. Bryan PD has already done one enforcement emphasis on motorists who didn't stop for school buses, and Peters says another of those could take place soon. For the 32 caught stopping on the railroad tracks, that was a setback of $300. The fine for not stopping for a school bus will cost you $500. WTAW News Time is 8:12, 64 degrees right now. The news is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. We'll hear from folks from the city of Bryan coming up next. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
This is Jeff Smith, General Manager of Pioneer Steel. At Pioneer Steel, we provide the highest quality products for your structural steel, pipe, and metal building needs. Other companies offer imported sheet metal, secondary, or number two material. When you do business with Pioneer Steel, you get domestic number one sheet metal and new structural pipe with written manufacturer-backed warranties. Ask our competition if they provide the same.
Pioneer Steel. Call 979-589-2333 or visit pioneerboys.com.
Benford Insect Control has been providing complete pest and termite control in the Brazos Valley since 1947. They specialize in treating your home or business for insects, rodents, and termites. For over 60 years, Benford's built a reputation of providing the highest quality service at an affordable price. So for your free pest and termite evaluation, call Benford Insect Control today at 822-5524 or click on to BenfordInsectControl.com. Benford Insect Control. Bug and bugs since 1947.
Hey, Brazos Valley, this is Jason Toll, sales consultant with Allen Honda. With the school year just kicking off, Honda has really stepped up to the plate with low lease payments. Lease a 2010 Civic VP with zero money down, zero security deposit, zero acquisition fee, and zero first monthly payment. That's right, Brazos Valley, zero first monthly payment for $199 per month. Or lease a 2010 Accord LX for $249 per month with zero due at signing. Mention this ad to me, Jason Toll, and receive 2 year free maintenance on your new purchase or lease. And always remember, Allen's got your Honda.
813, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Let's check some weather. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal.
The outstanding weather we've had so far this week continues today as high pressure remains locked in over the central United States. Abundant sunshine with temperatures around 90 degrees this afternoon. It'll be clear tonight, lows near 65. It'll be sunny tomorrow, highs going to be 85 to 90. Tomorrow night clear, lows near 60 degrees. We'll have sunshine across the area during the day on Saturday. Temperature Saturday, 85 to 90. More sunshine for Sunday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
What are we, like 60 and 4 now or something?
5.
65? Yeah, that's not bad. Coca-Cola was originally green. Did you know that?
Yeah. If you leave it out too long. It'll...
Yeah. Average number of people airborne over U.S. America in any given hour.
Number of people.
Number of people airborne in U.S. America. Any given hour. 61,000. Intelligent people have more zinc and copper in their hair. The first novel ever written on a typewriter. Any idea?
Gone with the Wind.
That's a good guess. King Kong.
Cat in the Hat. No. Tom Sawyer.
Oh, okay.
Tom Sawyer.
Really?
While we're speaking of books, the main library at Indiana University sinks a tiny bit every year because when it was built, engineers failed to take into account the weight of all the books that would accompany the...
Well, that just sounds like an epic failure.
Yeah, well, once again, never let an Indiana engineer do that work for you. Have you heard about the Goldilocks planet?
No, is it too hot or too cold?
Well, it's just right. They are calling it, the scientists are calling it the Goldilocks planet, the planet that is orbiting a star just a mere 20 light years away. That's 120 trillion miles for all of us. It's a red dwarf called Gliese 581. Of course, a light year means the information takes a year to get to us for people who used to listen to Aggie 96 and listen to us now. So 20 light years means that all the information they're getting is really 20 years old. But they're able to advance technologically based on what they have now, the model of this planet. It has enough mass to hold an atmosphere, and it can protect liquid water on its surface. Now, there is one deal, though. One side is always in daylight. The other side is always in night.
Well, didn't you just pretty much describe the Earth?
Well, no, always that way.
Excuse me, the Earth?
No, just the same area is always
dark. Oh, does this not rotate?
No, that's what I'm saying. So, one side is always daylight, the other side always dark. Temperatures range from 160 degrees on the sunny side to about minus 20 on the night side.
I wouldn't call that just right.
I wouldn't either.
I don't know who's coming to this
conclusion.
They're
saying right around the meridian, okay, where night
meets day.
Yeah,
but don't you know what home prices are going to be right there, Scott?
Yeah, you're right. And they're not even near Texas A&M and convenient to shop.
No.
That's right.
That won't work
no.
very well.
Or a bus route or nothing.
I mean, if you get on the meridian, what's a $200,000 house going to look like there? Yeah. It's going to be about 1,000 square feet.
Yeah. Well, and again, we could have condos. And then if you do that, then
you got to start talking about how many unrelated people can live in the same home.
That's right.
How many vehicles can be parked out front. And the Homeowners Association. The Homeowners Association.
When you get planning and zoning involved, it is going to be a problem. Okay. Have you got your scary music there?
Oh, always.
Okay. A new asteroid hunting telescope may have made its first discovery of a potentially threatening space rock.
For salmon.
That's right.
Wait, how big is this space rock?
I'm glad you asked. I have no idea. The asteroid is, we have a name for it. It's 2010 ST3. And it will be close.
Sounds like a police case number.
Well, but here's the problem. It comes nearest Earth in mid-October.
That's close to Earth.
Well, it is. Reason enough that you need to go to First Friday this week.
Oh, yeah. Listen to that segue.
That's right. Because who knows when there'll be another, right?
Good. And Alan's here from the city
that's
of Bryan.
Right.
How do you like that?
Not that we're calling
that's
a
pretty nice introduction right there.
Yeah,
not that we're calling it last Friday.
Friday. It'll be First Friday. So anyway, so what's going on?
Well, you pegged my topic today. First Friday is tomorrow. I've been talking about it for weeks, it seems like. Now it's finally tomorrow, and I won't talk about it anymore, obviously, until
the next one.
You know, November's first Friday.
But my concern is if this asteroid ooches over 4 million miles, we won't be here. So this may be the ultimate First
Friday.
Well,
you know, let's just plan on coming to October First Friday and November First Friday and December,
right,
you know.
Yeah, we can do that.
Until this big asteroid.
Actually, though, the weather's going to be nice. We've kind of maybe turned the corner and it'll be pleasant out there.
It'll be nice. It'll kind of feel, hopefully it'll feel like a fall First Friday, which will be nice. Of course, the big events start at the Sail Park about 6:30. Come out. It's the pink and red zone at Sail Park, talking about breast cancer awareness and heart health. We're going to have entertainers out there. Karen Chavez is going to be singing.
Great.
They're bringing out a little stage. It's going to be a pretty big event. Of course, there'll be a lot of information you can pick up down there as well if you're interested in health events, health topics. And then move on down from the park area down to the Palace Theater area. They're going to have more music down there, and it's green First Friday.
Okay.
So like I've been joking, we've got all sorts of colors.
It's there you are.
Pink, red, green. And then, of course, the businesses will be open late. It's also an art step. So they pretty much wanted to make this the baddest First Friday ever.
Yeah,
so they put everything in it.
Good. This is one of their major ones, I know.
Exactly. So come on out tomorrow, 6:30, and then stay. You know the businesses are open late, restaurants are open late, things like that.
And again, if you haven't, you really, I think, will be so surprised on how downtown Bryan has transformed. It's really quite nice.
Yeah, it'll be good.
Yep. All right, very good. And we got a guest?
We do have a guest. Yep. Speaking of downtown Bryan.
Mm-hmm.
Good segue. Brought the new executive director of the Downtown Bryan Association today.
Okay. Hi. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm Scott. You are?
Cassidy Barton.
Move that a little closer to you. There we go. Well, Cassidy, tell us kind of a little bit about you and where you come from.
Well,
come from a little bit of everywhere, but actually have a lot of family here in the Bryan area. My mom's family's been here forever.
Oh, okay.
Was here for middle school for a couple of years, and after working in Houston at the Heritage Society Museum mm-hmm. down in Sam Houston Park
right.
for several years, my husband ended up taking a job in Bryan.
Great, okay.
So we returned, and really happy to be back. I was so excited when we got back to see what was going on in downtown Bryan. Definitely a change from the 90s, the last time I was
there. True, and I think, so people understand, I think Bryan has become, downtown Bryan just ends up giving you a lot of entertainment opportunities for folks who are maybe grown-ups. I guess that's the way to say it.
Sure.
Certainly one of my favorite places is Village Cafe, which is very has a very eclectic mix, but mm-hmm. there are so many things developmentally that have happened in Bryan that has made it a real destination.
Well, I agree, and one of the nice things, you know, you talk about it being a place for entertainment for grown-ups, and sort of conversely, it's also a place for entertainment for those grown-ups' children.
Yeah, you know? Sure, right.
There's just a lot to do, a lot of different places, and I think it's really important to emphasize the fact that we want the community back into downtown Bryan. You know, we want you to eat there. We want you to shop there. We want you to have your evenings out. But we also want you to bring your kids, hang out, play, you know, participate in some of the great events that are starting to take place, like, you know, the First Fridays.
Yeah, the First Friday thing has really been a great idea to have people down there, and then with the Art Step being one of the major ones. You know, I was down at a business, I guess, is after one of the A&M home football games in there on a Sunday. Well, it's downtown Uncorked. I really liked the place. And talking to them, and they said, you know, some people came in after the game. They had stayed at the LaSalle, and they came in after the game to Bryan Uncorked. I'm going, bullseye. That's exactly mm-hmm. what you want. That's how you want people to do that. They're going out to A&M to a football game, but they come back for entertainment after the game in, again, a setting that's more geared toward the non-college student folks.
Sure, absolutely.
Now, what do you see as maybe next year and a half as far as Downtown Bryan Association? Where do you need to be? What are the things that you want to try to get done?
Well, at the moment, there are really two main components to our mission. And one, of course, has been, you know, the subject of lots of attention, and that's the restoration of the Queen Theater. To that end, that project's moving along nicely. They're going to start restoration on some of the exterior elements of the facade here, even just within the next 30 to 45 days, mm-hmm. which I know will be exciting for those people who keep wondering what's going on.
Sure, right, and they want to see a physical change.
Exactly,
sure.
Exactly. So just hold on, because it's right around the corner. On the other side, we've got just the promotion of downtown as a whole, and in support of this revitalization effort, which the city has been instrumental in, of course, with all the infrastructure. And I really feel like a goal for the organization is to do what we need to do to really get the word out about businesses and organizations that have made their home in downtown Bryan, but also to really expand on some of these programs that bring the community into downtown Bryan so that we can all use it. I think we really want to make it representative of the community that it's situated in.
Sure. Well, it ought to be fun, that's for sure. And again, it gears up in a big way this weekend on Friday for First Friday. So, Cassidy, good to meet you. Look forward
Thank
to
you.
Talking to you from time to time as things progress downtown.
Absolutely.
All right, very good. We visit folks from Bryan on Thursdays. It's brought to you by Brazos Valley Carpet Outlet and Aggie Land Lighting Center.
Brazos Valley Carpet Outlet is celebrating the football season with a fall wood blowout. I'm Chuck Morrow, inviting you to come to our store at Old Welburn Road and Rock Prairie and ask for hardwood starting as low as $1.99 a square foot.
I'm Suzanne Morrow. Get ready for your weekend guests by visiting our staff about your flooring needs for your home or your business. And don't forget, the Aggieland Lighting Center is right next door.
At Carpet Outlet, you won't find a better selection, and you can't find a better price.
And that's a promise.
Breaking the rules is nothing new for the BMW 3 Series. That's what made it an icon and put it on the Car and Driver 10 Best list for an unprecedented 19 years in a row. So now the 3 Series is breaking rules again with an exceptional offer of no down payment required. That means no security deposit either. Just take the wheel of your 3 Series, sedan, coupe, or convertible, and make your first month's payment. Or if you'd prefer, take advantage of exceptional 0.9% financing. It's up to you. Either way, it's a rare chance to drive this ultimate driving machine. And remember, you'll be covered by BMW no-cost maintenance, saving you thousands over other brands, according to Edmunds.com. So come test drive the rule-breaking 3 Series today at a BMW center near you.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW, 3100 Briarcrest Drive at the Earl Rudder Freeway. Call 776-7600 or see them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
David Gardner's engagement ring event coming up October 1st and 2nd. There are only two times a year when David Gardner's has 0% financing for 12 months. This is one of them, so mark your planner right now. It is time to go bridal. Designs by David Gardner and his design team, but also you'll find a tremendous selection from Precision Set, Hearts on Fire, Christian Bauer, Takori, Ratani, lots and lots of different designers, and you'll be able to see their engagement rings and wedding sets. And the thing they would suggest to you because of this event is that you make an appointment. Call them at 268-0800. Now, David Gardner's will be open until 8 o'clock on Friday night for your convenience. This is a two-day event. It is Friday, October 1st, and Saturday, October the 2nd. So make your plans. 911 University Drive there next to Buffalo Wild Wings. You can go to the website if you want to. That's davidgardnersjewelers.com and have a look at a little bit of an overview of it. But make your plans and mark your planner to be in there. And call them again at 268-0800 to make your reservation for the engagement ring event, which is going on October 1st and October 2nd. Let me also mention the wedding band event so that you know about that. That's coming up on October 15th and 16th, another Friday and Saturday, but just kind of down the road for you to look at that. That's David Gardner's at 911 University Drive.
Well, welcome to the Aggie Report. Texas A&M and Oklahoma State are going to play tonight. This report brought to you by the College Station Medical Center. That game is going to kick at 6:45. The broadcast on the Aggie Radio Network will get underway at 5:30 tonight. By the way, a little note here, since we're on television tonight, we'll tell you that this is an anniversary date, and it dates back to 1939. On this day, September 30th, 1939, Fordham beat Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, 34-7. In the first televised football game in history. Bill Stern called the play-by-play for W2XBS, which is now WNBC-TV, while a young announcer from Alabama, his name was Mel Allen, did the pregame interviews. Few television sets could receive the signal, but some fans saw the telecast at the nearby New York World's Fair. And the rest is history. All right, Coach Sherman here in a moment to talk about Oklahoma State. A&M and Arkansas played their last game as Southwest Conference members in 91. Last year at Cowboy Stadium in Arlington, they renewed that rivalry. Game 2 this year, October 9th, Aggies and the Hogs, Southwest Classic. Tickets for the game on sale, AggieAthletics.com. Click on tickets. It's a road trip to Arlington, A&M and Arkansas. Don't miss Aggie Hullabaloo Friday night before the game. Gates open at 7. Concert, food, and fun. Concert, $10 for adults, $5 for kids. Yell practice is free that night with the gates opening at 11 p.m. All of this at Cowboy Stadium. A fellow that the Aggie defense is going to handle tonight is Kendall Hunter. Kendall is 5'8", 200, a senior from Tyler. He's their lead running back. He's averaging 157.7 per game after three games. He's rushed 60 times for 473 yards. He also gets involved in the passing game. He's caught 11 for 40. So Kendall Hunter, their running back tonight, and Coach Sherman talks about this young man from Tyler, Texas.
You know, he has about 475 yards rushing, and I think he has 6 touchdowns. I don't know if anybody's specific. He fits their scheme real well. I think that's the strength of their offense right now. When you talk about spread offenses who are throwing the ball around a lot, and they lead the country in passing, but you better keep an eye on this guy because he finds those creases. It kind of reminds me of I forget the kid's name that played at Houston a few years ago when I was back in the late 80s, early 90s. There, he's a good back. You know, we got to get our arms around him and tackle him.
Texas A&M head football coach Mike Sherman, the Aggies and the Oklahoma State Cowboys tonight from Stillwater. Our broadcast on the Aggie Radio Network will start at 5:30. I'm Dave South, and that's the Aggie Report. If you or a loved one is considered homebound under the care of a physician and needs assistance with either skilled nursing or therapy service, call Thrive Home Healthcare. Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive services a 6-county area, accepts Medicare, and has an on-call nursing staff available 24 hours a day. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213. For qualification and more information.
Hey, it's coming up this Saturday at Central Park in College Station, the Walk to Defeat ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease. It's a fundraising walk put on by the Greater Houston chapter of the ALSA. The president of that chapter is Linda Richardson, and last week she had a chance to visit with our own Bill Oliver, talking about what's going to happen on Saturday here in College Station.
It's our fifth annual Walk to Defeat ALS here in College Station, and we look for a great turnout. If you care to walk, you can come out and register at 9 o'clock, and the walk begins at 10. It's 3 one-mile laps, so you can walk for as little as a mile if you're so inclined, and then enjoy the refreshments and entertainment and various things that we'll have going on that day.
How do you register? Well, it's easy, online.
Okay, you can go to our website, which is www.alsa-houston.org, and click on Walk to Defeat ALS. And from there, just follow the signals to the College Station Walk, and it's very easy to register. You can set up a team if you want in honor of a loved one or someone you knew with ALS, and then people can join your team to walk with you and to raise money with you.
ALSA in Houston. Exactly what do they do? Well, the president knows, Linda Richardson.
On a local level, our primary focus is patient services. We provide care for patients in terms of support. We have support groups. We have an equipment loan program. We have respite care. We have a clinic at Baylor College of Medicine where we partner with them, and we have a multidisciplinary clinic for patients where they can come and get, in one visit, see all of the clinical people they may need to see in the course of their disease, and typically they come about every 3 months to that visit.
ALS is a horrible disease that strikes both the young and the old.
On average, people are in their mid-years when they're diagnosed, somewhere between 35 and 60 on average. However, our youngest diagnosed patient was 17 when she was discovered to have ALS, and our oldest living patient is 89. So it's really all over the place. It doesn't show any gender boundaries, ethnic boundaries. It appears to be very, very random. Frustrating, of course, is that we do not know yet what causes the disease.
And, of course, fundraising, well, that helps research and other programs. Here again is Linda Richardson.
Our research is managed out of our national office in Washington, D.C., and we fund about 100 projects around the world at any given time. There's a lot of focus right now on stem cell work to see if, you know, developing stem cells could in any way curtail the progress of the disease. Also looking at a lot of different medications that are currently on the market for other diseases to see how they might affect ALS patients.
Again, it's this Saturday, registration at 9. The walk starts at 10 at Central Park in College Station. And again, to register, go to alsa-houston.org. I'm Tom Turbeville. This is Bravo Brazos Valley. Brought to you by Meese & Associates.
If you are in need of legal services, please consider calling Meese & Associates Attorneys at Law. Meese & Associates, an involved community partner. Meese & Associates, attorneys who care about helping you and helping our community. Call us at 846-9608. Licensed by the State Bar of Texas, not certified by the Texas Board of Legal Specialization. Meese & Associates, Attorneys at Law, 846-9608.
WTAW News Time is 8:34, 71 degrees right now at the studios. High today about 90. We'll take a look at your forecast after this final look at news for the morning. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. It's looking more likely that Scott and White will build a hospital in College Station. The College Station School Board holds a special meeting tomorrow. Most of the day involves leadership training, but before that comes the selling of 30 acres of land located on Rock Prairie Road east of the Earl Rudder Freeway. CSISD's Chuck Glenwinkle says it will eventually be a part of a new Scott & White hospital.
We have land that we are going to be selling to the city of College Station, who will in turn sell it to the Research Valley Partnership, who will sell it to Scott & White. So they will have a piece of property there to help build their hospital. Our board has determined that it's in the best interest of the district to sell that property to the city to help them with the medical corridor.
According to the meeting agenda, CSISD will receive just over $4 million for the land. Glenn Winkle says that money will go toward future land purchases. Bryan police have obtained an arrest warrant for the person accused in Sunday's drive-by shooting that injured two people. A picture of 27-year-old Rogelio Munoz can be seen on our website, WTAW. KTAW.com. Anyone with information about Munoz can call Crime Stoppers at 775-TIPS. Munoz is accused of firing multiple shots into a home in the 300 block of Bluegrass. College Station's Director of Community and Economic Development, David Gwynn, is keeping an eye on any developments at the now vacant Plaza Hotel at University in Texas. And as for those who find it unfortunate that the plaza is closed...
What I would offer out there is that... it being idle is probably much better for us than to have it in a situation that might present a less than College Station desirable image.
Gwynn says the greatest potential for the plaza is what he calls a true rebirth of the entire corner. And the Bryan Police Department's Traffic Safety Unit has held two enforcement campaigns this month. Sergeant Jeff Peters says officers have been out catching drivers not stopping for school buses.
As long as the roadway's not divided between the direction you're going and the direction that the school bus is going, say you're across the street like on William Joe Bryan, and you meet one and you don't have the parks not between you, then you have to stop. That's real basic. It's something that we all probably had a question on when we got our driver's license.
Peter says a second round of school bus monitoring will be done soon. Earlier this week, Bryan PD and Union Pacific officers were in the downtown area catching motorists for stopping on or too close to railroad tracks or driving around crossing arms. 56 tickets were issued in 3 hours. The fine for stopping on railroad tracks is $300. The fine for not stopping for a school bus is $500. WTAW News Time is coming up on 837, 77 degrees. Excuse me, it's about 71 degrees right now. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up next. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
If you're a male over 30 years of age, then you need to hear this. Do you feel like you're physically over the hill? When you hit the gym, do you get fatigued quickly and find you're still gaining weight every year? Like your age is catching up with you? Complete Nutrition's got the solution. Charger. Charger is a safe and effective formula that replenishes your body's natural testosterone levels back to when you were peaking physically. The result is less fat around your core, more stamina, and an increase in your sex drive. For guys over 30, Charger can be one of the most powerful tools for enhancing and extending your overall quality of life. So if you want to naturally and effectively lean up, lose the gut, and get more stamina than you've had in years, take charge with Charger. Now open, find Complete Nutrition next to Panda Express on the corner of Texas Avenue and George Bush. Or call 703-7987.
Complete Nutrition.
The moment you feel chest pain that could be a heart attack, go to College Station Medical Center. The Med has demonstrated expertise in the timely diagnosis and treatment of cardiac emergencies. And time saved is precious heart muscle saved. So in an emergency, call 911 and know where to go. Choose the Med, a nationally recognized accredited chest pain center.
8:38, let's check some weather brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal.
With high pressure over the region, the weather looks outstanding the next couple of days, though temperatures are going to be a little bit warmer than they had been. Originally, I thought a cold front would be able to push some cooler weather our way for Friday and Saturday. I now think that may end up staying off to our north. Sunshine today, 90. Tonight, clear 65. Sunny tomorrow, 85 to 90. It'll be clear tomorrow night, lows near 60. Sunshine for Saturday. Temperatures are going to be somewhere between 85 and 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
All right, it's time. You know, here's the deal. Tomorrow is a wasted day.
Mm. Why?
Well, because we have college football with the Texas A&M University Fighting Texas Aggies of College Station, Texas on TV.
Whoop.
Yeah. So, I mean, they're playing a game. So, I mean, tomorrow should just kind of be a mail-it-in day, shouldn't it?
Well, you know, hanging around by the water cooler, talking about the woulda, couldas.
Yeah,
you
know, like that. So, anyhow.
All that.
Well, that's pessimistic, Tom.
No. Good woulda, couldas.
It might be, you know, woulda, couldas for Oklahoma State.
Yeah, them too. No, if we'd have gone ahead and tossed it to Michael right there when they were on the 9, then we would have scored our 17th touchdown of the
exactly.
night. Exactly. You know, something like that.
And then you would have covered the spread.
Yeah, right, there you go.
Exactly. I think the Aggies will win tonight.
It's as American as all get out.
I recorded that, by the way.
What's that?
When I said I think the Aggies will win tonight.
Okay, well,
there you go.
Are you talking in football or something else?
Yeah.
Okay, just checking. Where'd that phrase come from, all get out? What do you reckon? I mean, I tried to look it up in the etymology thing, and it wasn't there, so I don't know. But anyway,
It's as American as all get out. Carl's Jr., we love them. We just love them. And they're Hardee's in the South.
Mm-hmm.
Has long been one of U.S. America's best-known burger chains. And while they do have that 1,400-calorie monster burger, they've been relegated to the also-ran ranks because of, well, you know, we got the KFC Double Down. Mm-hmm. We got the pizza burger from Burger King. Well, not anymore. Get ready to regain your slice of America as Carl's Jr. is unveiling their 850-calorie foot-long cheeseburger.
A foot-long cheeseburger.
Yeah. I mean, think about that.
I'm listening.
It's a belly buster beast.
Wait, does Dairy Queen know they're saying that?
No, it's a belly buster.
Oh.
That's
what
not doing a belt.
Still sounds very close.
It does.
Yeah, sure does.
Belty buster.
Imagine, if you will, a foot-long warm sub roll. Okay? Then, here we go.
Whole wheat?
No. Hey, excuse me. We're talking cheeseburgers here. Where they put not one, not two, did I say three cheeseburgers on there? It's a foot of meat and cheese. And it runs $4. Now, $4.50 for your deluxe version if you actually want to get lettuce and tomato and put them in the way of the cheesy, meaty wonderfulness
goodness
that this will be. Yeah. So there you are. It's coming up. Now, you know, not the biggest, not the largest of all time, but went back to have a look. You know, of course, we have the Heart Attack Grill in Tempe, which serves up four beef burgers along with layers of cheese and bacon in its quadruple bypass burger.
That's the place where the waitresses are all dressed like nurses.
Correct.
Yeah.
8,000 calories served with flatliner fries cooked in pure lard and brought to your table by a squad of those nurses. It is so scrumdillyumptious. Don't forget the Super Scooby. Now, this is in the U.K.
What do it do?
This is 8 rashers of cheese and bacon.
What is a rasher?
I think a rasher is 4 slices.
Yeah, like a rasher of bacon.
Can you imagine? 12 onion rings, and it weighs, let me do the quick conversion, 1.5 kilos, so that'd be 2.2 and then have about 3 1/3 pounds. Yeah.
How can you convert kilos that fast?
Years in the news department.
Yeah, no.
2.2 kilos per pound. That's all.
Uh-huh.
2,645 calories. Get that in a Diet Coke? You're good.
Oh, yeah.
You're good. Anyway. So that's coming up. And one of these days, are we going to get one of those here? I mean, I keep hearing, oh, yeah, we Papa Do's and Crab Jack. We get a Carl's. We need to get a Carl's in here. Have that foot-long cheeseburger.
No, I think I'd rather have a Five Guys.
No, well, that's true. And Five Guys, I think, is supposed to be on the way, so we'll see. All right, let's see what else I got here for you.
I say that, and honestly, I've never eaten at one.
I have.
Well, it's what you hear.
Yeah, they got them in Houston. They're you know, they're a lot of food, a lot of unhealthy food.
Yeah.
And they yell at you when you walk in the door.
Okay. Forget butts, forget boobs. Here's a new study that tells you
really
what fascinates men the most.
If you're happy and you know it, say it's where.
Boobs. Tiny. Mitten.
You have those way too close at hand.
I do what I can.
I understand. Apparently, long arms on women, as long as their knuckles don't drag the ground, are very sexy to many men. The finding of researchers at the University of New South Wales in Australia.
Times like this, I wish we did have pictures, you know, cameras in the studio,
really?
So you could see my face.
Study volunteers who asked to watch. Okay, here we go. Hey, buddy, would you come in? We want to show you videos of women. Would you volunteer to do that?
No, I don't think so.
I can't do that.
96 Australian and Chinese women between the ages of 20 and 49 to rate them, and long-armed women were consistently believed to be the most attractive of the subjects.
So picture it. You get called into the boss's office. We did our random computer history sweep, and we found some pretty disturbing pictures of women's arms saved on your computer.
That's right.
Huh?
We got a first lady shows those arms off, so I'm just saying. Hello!
Hey, if you're going to be promoting hamburgers, stick with somebody local. Stover Boys blows. I've had both, and they blow away Five Guys. Five Guys is okay if you want an overpriced kind of ordinary hamburger, but Stover Boys is much better.
What is this, the computer message boards? This might be CS?
Yeah, I was going to say. Yeah, aren't you supposed to be typing this out?
And burgers, buy an ad.
Burgers are like barbecue, okay? You know, everybody has opinions as to what they like. The state of Michigan has canceled its entire fall tourism budget because of the cuts in the budget at the state level.
So does that mean Jeff Daniels not going to be doing their tourism commercials
anymore?
Yeah, that's
right. I'm not sure. This is the first time since 2005 that Michigan tourism will have no presence at all with fall advertising. Remember us way up here. Ben and Jerry's ice cream is no longer going to have all natural on their label. What's that about? I bet Ben and Jerry are not happy about that.
It's because, no, the company's voluntarily doing it, but they're caving to pressure because people are criticizing them for having the... we've already played it this morning, but the high fructose corn syrup.
Soon to be called corn sugar.
It's going to kill us all.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, and just for the record,
100%
of people who have ever had skim milk in their life all died.
Congressman Chet Edwards is running for re-election. The Austin newspaper investigated Edwards' attack ads and found them to be false. What do most of Chet Edwards' TV ads say about his voting record in Washington? Crickets. Absolutely nothing. Congressman Edwards' record looks a lot different since Nancy Pelosi took over. So now Edwards' commercials are silent about his vote for the $700 billion Wall Street bailout. Edwards never mentions his vote raising the national debt limit to $14 trillion. And Chet Edwards is not talking about his vote for the Pelosi budget to raise taxes $600 billion. Chet Edwards now votes for Nancy Pelosi's agenda 96.6% of the time, even when it kills jobs and harms small businesses. Our congressman has changed. It's time to change our congressman.
I'm Bill Flores. I'm running for Congress. I approve this message.
Paid for by Bill Flores for Congress.
Attention hunters and shooters. From October 8th through the 11th, the Cawthon Cartridge Club near Millican is holding hunter prep days for all skill levels. This course will be taught by nationally renowned hunting and shooting expert Daryl Holland. Learn rifle safety, tips and tricks from Daryl, like proper rifle cleaning, drop and wind drift, establishing a perfect 100-yard zero, and receive a detailed equipment check on your rifle with your ammo. This course is completely comprehensive and a must for serious hunters. Call Steve at 1-775-772-3434 or cccshooters.com.
Are you looking for home insurance from a company you can trust? A company that really knows Texas and has a long history of excellent service? Well, that company is Germania Insurance, a Texas company that knows how to protect you. In fact, Germania agents understand your home insurance needs because they are Texans. Germania has been insuring Texas homes and property for over 110 years. They have very competitive rates and great discount options. You'll get insurance coverage that you need for your home at a price you'll like. And when you insure your auto and life, you can take advantage of additional savings if you qualify. See for yourself why Germania is the insurance Texans trust.
Call Dexter & Company Insurance today at 764-8444 for all of your insurance needs. Dexter & Company Insurance.
Trust Germania.
Well, you know, we've been talking about unhealthy food, so now for all you healthier-than-thous out there, just a little word. Researchers say popular supplements made from pine bark extract do nothing to reduce blood pressure or lessen other heart risk factors in high-risk patients. It just makes you eat like a squirrel. Some small studies have suggested that the extract made from French maritime pine helped to lower blood pressure. Tain't so. And federal regulators have filed complaints against the makers of Palm Wonderful pomegranate juice, saying there's no science to support the claims that the product treat or prevent diseases like prostate cancer, or ED. The Federal Trade Commission says Palm violated federal law by making false and deceptive claims about disease prevention and treatment. We're just here to let you know about that. So is Fox feeling Glenn Beck fatigue? Glenn Beck, big draw around the country, but not exactly the darling of the folks over at Fox News. New York Times did a profile, came out I think yesterday.
Oh.
But you know what they say about that.
What's that?
What about profiling?
Oh, that's right. Profiling's wrong. Mark Leavitt, who wrote it, he notes that Fox boss Roger Ailes, quote, has been vocal around the network about how Beck does not fully appreciate the degree to which Fox News has made him the sensation that he has become in recent months. After that Lincoln Memorial rally, Ailes told associates if Beck were still on headline news, there would have been 30 people on the mall. And although he's certainly Fox's most famous face, Beck has apparently irritated network colleagues by commandeering the spotlight for much of the year while failing to express much gratitude for the fact that Fox put him exactly where he is. Compounding the frustration for Fox is the fact that he isn't exactly a cash cow anymore. His ratings are down. Almost 300 advertisers have asked Fox to keep their commercials off of Glenn Beck's show. Staffers feel like Beck is hijacking Fox and making it impossible for them to be taken seriously. In fact, Shepard Smith, have you heard about this? Shepard Smith calls it the fear chamber where Glenn Beck does his show. So we'll see. And, of course, again, it's the New York Times. You wouldn't expect them to really say.
Yeah, what are they going
to
say? You know, have a.
I will say this, what he has done, and it was basically, he told the story. He took one history class, and it caused him to want to learn more about the history. And there has been a great deal of history that he has imparted to his audience. And he's taken a very simple tool to become visual in the talking that he does, because he has a radio show as well. He uses a blackboard. I mean, he draws stuff up and kind of lectures to people. I can't watch him. I get angry when I watch him because of what he knows. But anyway, Wash your ears out with this. Michael Crawford, remember him?
Oh, the music of the night guy?
He's the one who stole that job from Jimmy.
That's right. Yeah. Little Jimmy, just an old man trying to make a little extra money.
Dang right.
Fourth quarter life.
Apparently, Michael Crawford will be the Wizard of Oz in the revival of that play, which will happen in London.
So really?
There you go. Huh. So he'll play a phantom and a wizard.
Well, how about that?
Just something there. And how about an ADHD movie, huh? What? It's in the works. Deadline.com says James.
I think an ADHD movie would just be fantastic about.
What's for lunch?
Have you ever. Ooh, it's a bird. James Franco will star in a movie based on Stephen Elliott's book, The Adderall Diaries, about the author and his writer's block, and he takes Adderall for it, a drug that's supposed to stabilize people with ADHD. So we'll see how that works out. Oh, Liza Minnelli. Poor Liza. She had to cancel her show last night in Portland, Maine. She wasn't feeling well during the sound check, so she got on a plane and went home.
Really?
Yeah, the mayor of Portland wasn't happy. He's going to give her the key to the city. She said she'll be back when she feels better, I guess. That's Liza. You know, her mama got to be like that, too.
Yeah, she was.
Yeah, quit. She just
the
quit
apple don't
up.
Fall far, you know.
That's right, kind of like a female George Jones, all I'm saying.
This is Jennifer Burnett with Post Oak Mall. When you shop in town, you're not only keeping money in the community, you're keeping jobs here as well. Post Oak Mall is one of the largest employers in the county, employing hundreds of students and helping to provide a tax base for our community. Shopping in town employs the area's future leaders. Before you shop online or out of town, remember to shop locally. It's where our jobs are.
Brought to you by Bryan Broadcasting and the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce.
Make the past part of your present by shopping the final sale this weekend at the Boll Weevil Antiques in Calvert. That's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday from 10 to 5 with all inventory priced to sell. The sale offers antiques, outdoor furniture, art, toys, lighting, and rugs to selected historical fixtures and used odds and ends. They'll accept cash or check only, so be ready to buy during the final sale this weekend at the Boll Weevil Antiques on Main Street in Calvert.
Brad Hildebrand from Hilco Metal Roofing.
Hilco Metal Roofing has been locally owned and servicing the Brazos Valley since 1998, and we're very excited to be in a new location on Highway 6 in Navasota. Of course, Hilco Roofing is still your source for residential metal roofing, but we now offer a full line of metal products, such as steel, pipe, and pre-engineered building packages. Hilco invites you to stop by and see us. We have experienced, friendly staff ready to help you with that new carport, metal roof, or storage building you've always wanted. And since we're the manufacturer, we will save you you money. We have a state-of-the-art trim shop with quick turnaround on metal building and roofing components, and we offer fast, friendly hometown service the large chains can't provide. For a free custom building or material quote, stop by and see us at Hilco Metal Roofing and Building Supply, 2 miles south of Navasota on Highway 6, or give us a call at 936-825-0500. That's 936-825-0500. We're open Saturdays till noon for your convenience. Hilco Metal Roofing and Building Supply.
Sterling makes it easy.
Get huge savings on trucks and SUVs at Sterling Auto Group, like discounts up to $10,000 on remaining 2010 GMC Sierra Crew Cab Texas Edition models, or 0% APR for 72 months, and up to $8,000 off the 2010 GMC Yukon SLT package backed by a 5-star frontal crash test rating, or 0% APR for 60 months. Hurry in now for the best deals.
Sterling makes it easy.
The Casitas at Traditions, luxurious two-bedroom, two-bathroom, fully furnished, professionally managed rental cottages available for rent 7 days a week. Each overlook the renowned golf course. The Casitas at Traditions, convenient access to the Texas A&M campus, championship golf, luxurious overnight accommodations right in the heart of Aggieland. To book your overnight stay or your corporate retreat, log on to traditionsclub.com or call 979-779-1007. The Casitas at Traditions, available to the general public. Traditions members and Aggie fans.
Fort Hill News Talk 1620 WTAW. The other Rangers geek who works here, did you see him this morning?
No.
Okay. He's wearing his Rangers shirt.
Ah, well. You
what,
know.
Clip Howard?
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Well, I get to pull that out every 11 years.
Well, no, I told him you ought to sell it on eBay right now.
Yeah.
Before the playoffs start.
That's right.
Might be worth something right now. That's important. Tomorrow we'll talk about the worst television ad in U.S. America.
Ah.
See if you guys agree. It's a national ad. It runs, around.
Is it still running?
I don't want to wait.
Is it still running?
Yeah, I haven't seen it in a month or so. But
oh,
well,
okay.
No, you have to. That means you have to come back tomorrow.
Well, she you said have to, it was a joke
know,
day tomorrow.
Oh,
yeah.
That's right. It is a joke. Are you thing. Kicking the chair?
I am. I
don't be kicking the chair.
You.
Yeah. Anyway.
Chase, time out.
Yeah. The U.S. American government has apologized for displaying the Philippine flag upside down at an event that was attended by President Barack Hussein Obama last Friday, calling it an honest mistake.
Well, yeah.
No, it's not. I mean, it's either right or it's wrong. The red, white, and blue Philippine flag adorned with yellow stars was hanging upside down with red on top instead of blue. Duh. And when the president met his counterpart, President Benigno Aquino, during a gathering for the Philippines, the inverted flag, of course, signals the nation is at a state of war. So there you are. Just want to let you know. When told, somebody at the White House went, yeah. So what? Let's see what else we got. Oh, there's a very specific recipe for a happy life. Experts studied 4,000 adults.
Add one cup happiness.
And $3 million a month.
Right.
Here we go. Experts studied 4,000 adults and found that the most self-satisfied people work 7 hours a day, have 5 home-cooked meals per week, take 2 vacations per year, hang out with friends, and exercise also helps.
Yeah, you know the other thing? They don't exist!
Yeah, there's 9 of them. Watching TV gives you a boost too, but not too much. Stick to about 3 of your favorite shows per week.
That's about all I have room for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so there you go. Just in case you yourself didn't know how to have a happy life, they're letting you know. On this date in history?
Love this part.
1841, the stapler patented by Mr. Slingline. No, it's Samuel Slocum, the Slocum stapler. Mm-hmm. The Samuel Slocum stapler. Mm-hmm. 1846.
Stapler? Did you say stapler?
Stapler.
Stapler?
Yeah. No.
Okay, really? Sorry.
1846. Dennis
one
William.
One time I was slow in the draw.
Did you have my stapler?
That'd be the one. Dennis William Morton used an experimental anesthetic called ether for the first time on patients.
Ooh.
Babe Ruth set that home run record 1927 on this date, 60 until the juiced up boys, tried to blow it out of the water. And the Berlin airlift came to an end after the U.S. had airlifted 2.3 million tons of food. That was in 1849.
And 45 years ago today,
that's
James
right.
Dean
mm-hmm.
was
mm-hmm.
Killed in California.
His car came to a sudden stop.
The the age of 24.
All right. That
there
is
you
it.
Go. Farewells by Brooks and Dunn. Their goodbye tour is over, but Ronnie Dunn isn't wasting any time. He's already got his solo album in the works.
He's the one that can sing.
Kix Brooks will do guitar solos of famous country songs.
That's right. And Jimmy Johnson voted off of Survivor Nicaragua last night.
After he told him.